Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guests promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to everyone here joining us live in The Remix. It is Sunday night, of course, June the 12th, 2011, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So we're going to get ready to get this party started. As you know, joining us here live in the forum this evening is Brother Panic. Brother Panic is going to be joining us here in just a short moment, and we're going to be talking about the dark side. And so I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I've been getting emails and just information from everyone around the world. I know you guys are out there. I want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners that is listening from all over the world. It is so good to feel your energy and know you're in the place. And that's just going to be simply amazing to have you guys here. For those of you who joined us on Friday night, you know Brother Bobby Hemmett was here. And so if you didn't get an opportunity to join in that share, definitely go back, as with all of the remix shows, and download, download, download. Yes, definitely download is a must. You can download if you have iTunes. You can click the iTunes button and download there, or go straight to iTunes and also download the remix. Or you can click the download button that's directly up under the player. Want to say welcome to everyone who's joining us in the chat room. I see the Remix family is there, and the chat room is filling up. If this is your first time listening and you're joining us via chat, feel free to sign up as well. The Remix family will make you feel home, welcome, and at home, and you can join us there. For those of you listening and you want to come over and you want to share and join in the share in the chat room, just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. The chat room is open. So we're not going to waste any time. We have a lot of information that we're going to be covering tonight. We're going to be talking about the dark side. This is a three-hour show, one of many that you can find right here located in the archives that Brother Panic has done. And so if you do not have them all, you definitely need to download those shows and go back in the archives and get those as well. So we're going to start out with a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to listen to a little bit of music just to kind of get us ready to receive this message that our so powerful brother has to bring to us this evening. It is definitely an honor to have him show up in the forum, as always. So here we go. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue and then a little bit of Nas, and then we're going to get right into the share with Brother Panic.
La 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 la, The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
L, what up?
Prophecy.
Jeez.
Prophecy.
Disciple.
Pay.
Disciples.
What?
Disciple,
free,
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 disciple.
Let's go.
Word to mama, any line of piranhas to bring any drama, any time. The city's mine, Nas is like love undying. Money's my bitches, thugs mansion, thugs dancing around in fly shit. Farragamas, Prada's, magician, camelback riders, pyramid architects, Perrion bottles.
money. Jerry, want me to come get me. Hit me, but don't miss me. You hiss me. Land floating around like a frisbee. Italian dance in Sicily. Kiss me. This ain't 50. This ain't Jigga. This ain't Diddy. This ain't pretty. Pain, power, pussy, and pistols. Lyrically, no one. Hold none near me. Hear me. Kids cheer me. Like the Count of Monte Cristo. Steady pounding, sounding like G without the misto. My big bro told me plain and simple. Nah, do not look back. Watch where you took rap. No book bags and trucker hats. Just army jacks and diamonds and flashing. What the fuck is that? Freestyle.
Disciple. Disciple.
Street.
Disciple.
Street.
Disciple.
Street.
Disciple.
Street.
Disciple.
Street.
Disciple.
Street.
Disciple.
Like Paul, Michael, and Matthew, Peter, James, and Andrew, Philip, Simon, and Judas. I'm disciple of music. Street beats is the main thing, minus a traitor. And I'm not a dictator. I'm the righteous inviting you haters. It's not the life of the greatest. It'll take you through something real. Get a smack in your face. Cause I heard up. Trauma, dive, llama, bust shells, destroy. You're trying to prevent violence. If I present iron, somebody dying, don't even worry about it. To dress warm for the cemetery climate. When I speak, I need cemetery silence. Terror, CD, gold, Hummers, Lamborghini. Man who stole the summer, hands straight gleaming. If I don't know you, toe tag you, drag you through the cement. Fofo magic, body parts in my man's Maserati car. Then party hard and Mardi Gras, sir. While rigor mortis to grab your him retarded, I'm past that. Gloves on, wear the mask at. Too many love songs. All the thugs gone, what happened? Where's the passion? Rappers battling non-rappers, carrying on backwards. Laughing, saying Nas, Stacey, Farrakhan, preaching blackness. Hell yeah, awareness is my alias. Words to the brave heart, written on my bare chest, the realist. Here it is.
Disciple, disciple,
street,
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 disciple,
go.
All right, everyone, peace and greetings, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and let's bring Brother Panic on the line. Peace.
I didn't realize you were talking to me.
Everything. Good to have you in the house tonight. We're going to be talking about the dark side and really kind of getting that energy crunked up and getting it rolling. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Everyone is in the house, and they are definitely waiting on you.
All right. That's what's up. This is going to be surprising for a lot of folks because exactly to the reaction that I was getting, there's a lot of cheerleaders for the dark side.
Yes.
So what I want to do here is get everybody out of cheerleading mode. But before I do that, I want to give a shout out to my man Lou, who got shot in 1991. And this is 20 years now. Lou was also known as Screwball. And there is a rap group named after him, Screwball. But most importantly, Lou's energy, once he passed, raised up the entire Mobb Deep. Now, it would be almost obvious, but I also, you know, of course I spoke to Lou, easy. And that whole energy, his brother name is Ty Nitty. And actually, for those who still follow rap music, there's a little controversy now with Ty Nitty because what's the light-skinned dude from Mobb Deep? They was younger than me. I don't even remember. Prodigy. He wrote a book, a tell-all, and, you know, he laid some shit in there about Ty Nitty. But when me and Lou used to hang, Ty Nitty was he was real little. He was about 8 or 9 or something like that. So basically after Lou passed, that whole entire, there's 6 blocks in Queensbridge, that whole entire block turned to a whole other powerhouse. Now, I was into rap early with Molly. Lou would talk nothing about rap. He wasn't a DJ or he didn't rap, but he could not get it off his mind. So when he passed, he raised up the whole entire, their whole entire block to all that Mobb Deep, Infamous Mobb. You could say Capone had a little bit in that. Noriega was from Left Rack. But Capone, from Capone and Noriega, a couple of other kids, I don't even remember their name. That whole energy was from Lou. And this is his 20th year of pass. He, he got shot June 11th, I believe. So this is 20 years in 1991. So I want to definitely give a shout out and dedicate this to my man Lou.
Right.
So, and we'll move on and start talking about some of this stuff. But that's Lou's whole energy that raised up the mob. And you know, I've said it before. And there's a lot of that. You'll have somebody in your circle. They'll pass, and your shit will go to the next level. Serena
right.
Williams and them had a sister who got killed or whatever. Her energy went in to feed them for their career. There's things like Joe Louis. When I talked to him, he came through, said right after he died in the 80s, his energy went up into raising Mike Tyson into what it was. And they could, as Mike Tyson benefits on Earth, that energy, that glory, that those out accolades, that attention can put Joe Louis out of this realm. You get what I'm saying? They could use that as energy to transform from that other side. What's the boy? Jimi Hendrix did that for Prince. Bobby Hemmer told a story where this dude, Milton Leggett, you know, strong as an ox, you know, the nigga could throw, you know, football nigga, but he got killed, but his cousin was Sugar Ray. And after he got killed, I think that's when he said Sugar Ray won the Olympics and went on to become Sugar Ray Leonard and so on and so forth. And there was a whole bunch of that. There's many I forgot, but that happens a lot. Oh, okay, here's another one. There was a real live nigga in New York named 50 Cent. And before there was rap music, stick-up kids were the fame. You were known for your stick-ups. And 50 Cent was that nigga before there was such a thing as rap music. In fact, rap music was the next thing that kind of slowed down crime, if you will, you know. But then crack came, you know, along at the same time. That was a lot of different competition. The real 50 Cent has a documentary out, and he also has, if you look at, I think it's the Paid in Full album, Rock Him on the Back, there's a posse picture, and he's in that posse. But he was very known, a so-called very scary dude. But when he died, the same shit they do with Tupac, Tupac is still alive, they did that shit with that 50 Cent. They did that with him. And of course, the rapper 50 Cent took on his name, and you see how that ended up. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on. And it leads into what we're going to talk about today, about your power coming from the other side, your true power, as opposed to you trying to do it with your regular human will versus your true power. Now, the first thing we could talk about is the most corrupt idea about dark side versus light side is the idea that it's good and evil.
Right.
That's the kind of shit, and why am I doing this show? Well, first of all, Bobby Hemmett is the one that introduced the devil to the black community all throughout the 90s. This is actually old stuff. It's stuff that's already been done. In fact, when I picked up on it, I picked up on stuff that was already satisfied. You get what I'm saying?
I
didn't have to go through a whole bunch and all of these inner demons and trying to figure it out, because it was already thoroughly explained, thoroughly satisfied through all of Bobby Hemmett's lectures. Picking up on that, so because all we're talking about is fear here. So he relieved through the 90s a lot of fear, but most of those lectures you will not be able to get or see. You're only seeing a fragment of Bobby Hemmett based upon years and years of work. You're only seeing a fragment from YouTube. So most people just quite simply didn't get the information. And there's a lot of new people waking up who ask me questions that it just me answering just amounts nothing to me repeating myself and or repeating something that some other lecturer has already said. So the information is out there. The ability to study it is out there. But what I see people are coming into it, and it's not really the information that they're scared of. It's the mentality that hasn't really been set up to actually get into this study or go to the next level. It's the mentality that's the biggest problem. And that is a conversation I did have with Bobby a few years ago, That was always the biggest problem. The information wasn't that really that hard, and he did an excellent job of taking complex information, demystifying it, simplifying it, and taking the so-called fear out of it for black people, you know what I mean, for us, which
right.
is, this is all our information.
Yeah.
The concept of good and evil is nothing more than religion. That's where we get it from. That's where we get it from. But
right.
this is based upon a bigger corruption. In the Gnostic talks, I talk about the actual corrupted part, or what would be the tragedy of this place, is one word. It is called polarity. We have been separated or magnetically pulled to north, south, or negative and positive. The positive represents the masculine energy, and the negative represents the feminine. So now, since religion came in the game, they made what was the feminine principle into an evil woman called Eve. But it had nothing to do with evil. It was talking about a polarity, which is a negative polarity, which just means to draw in. Positive just means to give out. Now, the idea is when you see all of these meditations and calming and balancing your chakras, that's just many
right.
different ways to say you're trying to find a middle point. The most obvious and greatest symbol in your face about the middle point is called the yin-yang symbol. And there are more symbols like that, but let's just take the yin-yang because everybody knows this. And you'll hear the phrase, when someone hasn't made up their mind, it's called a gray area. This is black and white mixed together, a gray area, meaning you don't go this way or that way. You're in that middle point. We often heard this, that God is silence, still
yes.
your mind. Well, they're talking
yes.
about the middle point. They're not talking about you being the dark side or all the way the light side. Because of polarity, you're in an imbalanced state. The best thing you could do is understand which polarity these things are in. But since we are in a polarity, what we do find out from not just from one statement, but I'll give you the easiest statement this was in your face. In the Bible, out of darkness comes light. What they're
right.
talking about is a process. A process since you are in polarity, the darkness or the negative polarity represents what your energy has been sucked into. You'll often hear that we were sucked into a black hole, which is nothing but negative polarity or the vagina or the feminine energy, and you're on the opposite end of a young sun, which is nothing but the masculine energy. So
right.
to get to your true light, let's say, because there's a sun behind the sun, and they say that sun is the hidden sun. So that sun, the hidden sun or the hidden light, is in the darkness. The process is out of the darkness comes the light. So the process, because we are now in a state of polarity, in a state of separation, that you go into this darkness to bring forth your new light, to be conscious or to bring in the consciousness to make it more simpler in your mind. You go into your subconscious to make what lies in that darkness, the sun behind the sun or the light that's in this so-called darkness, into this so-called light. Then you balance yourself out with it and become that middle point. Now, to really seal the deal on this thing is not good or evil was something that Brother Phil Valentine said. He said this shit, and it was so fucking profound. If you're in a room with all white light, you would be just as blind as you was
yeah.
in a room with all black light.
Right.
So white light doesn't represent more than symbolically. It does not represent knowledge, or you're walking with some shit that's good versus
right.
you're walking with some shit that's evil because it's black. You're talking about frequency. If anybody knows the chakras, red is a low frequency, violet is the high frequency. They'll say violet and white, and they'll say below the root chakra, infrared, which you cannot see with your eyes, you pick up in your senses as heat or you need devices to help you see ultraviolet or infrared, black exists below there. So let's take the deity Alegba, who represents the root chakra. His colors are what? Red and black. Let's take Obatala, who represents the crown. His colors are what? White. You get what I'm saying? What they're trying to tell you is the story of the colors that you perceive. White and black represents what you cannot perceive, not good or evil. You get what I'm saying? What you cannot perceive. So what now, once you get, well, all the demons are black and the devil is black. No, this is a way of trying to explain your power. It doesn't exist in a human context. So that means it's not a sociable being, but it's still trying to describe power. Now, the other side of that, they'll tell you, let's look at the white side of that. Well, you never can understand the mind of God. They tell you that too. They tell you the light is so brilliant you cannot see it. So what they're telling you is you cannot fathom the so-called dark side and you cannot fathom the so-called light side. What you fathom is all in between, all in between, and those are the colors of the rainbow. They'll say in the Orisha thing, well, that you cannot fathom this high God. So you have the Orishas to try to explain to you the attributes of God. But the dark side of Ifa was supposed to explain you the attributes of the devil. But then we leads us to, well, who's the devil? Because this is one of the questions why are we calling on Lucifer? And why is the devil in our pantheon? And these are supposed to be some seasoned people. Well, if you hear the story of the devil, it's actually telling you your story. You got to remember, these are energies. Every single deity are energies. If you just take the Kemetic pantheon, they were meticulous at breaking down God to every single element, and they gave it a name. You get what I'm saying? So that whole pantheon of names, Sashet, Horus, Happy, Amit, you name it, all they were trying to do is say, look, every single energy, we're going to describe it and name it. Therefore, give you a pathway to controlling every single energy and knowing thyself. You get what I'm saying? Each energy exists outside of each energy, even though there are energies that describe your, you know, what we can perceive in terms of this color. You know, let's just call it the main chakra colors or the primary colors. There are deities that are that because they are deities of your conscious mind as well. When you have, let's say, a dark deity and a light deity that, let's just take, for example, use the color yellow, which is the solar plexus, what you have actually is them trying to tell you how to access something that you cannot necessarily perceive because it's in that all white room or in that all dark room. The idea is you're supposed to be pulling that out, and in the positive, if it's a, everything you hear is going up, I'm raising Kundalini, I'm going to a higher vibration. Well, they're only talking about to you moving towards positive polarity. But when it's all said and done, where do they say you go? To nothingness. So you're not going to white. Nothingness doesn't mean black. You're going to that place of still. They'll call it triple blackness or triple darkness, not because it's the dark side. But it is the symbolic of you not seeing. You get what I'm saying? Not being there. Because they'll say a luminous light. They'll say the light of that triple darkness, Ein, Ein Sof, and Ein Sofer, is a luminous light. You get what I'm saying? They explain that in every Bible story, the Moses story. This is you couldn't look upon the light. You cannot gaze upon the light. So it's what the nothingness represents in this case is basically, let me even make it easier for you. There's triple stage of nothingness. It represents the same thing in your womb. You get what I'm saying? You could say it's dark. But the womb is dark. But no, the placenta shows you every color of the rainbow from the world you're about to go in. There's light in the placenta. That's why motherfuckers eat the shit. So darkness, so-called dark side and light side, is relative to your mentality. Because if I was in church, the Wiccan thing would be the dark side to me. You get what I'm saying? Shit, if I was a devout Christian, Islam would be the dark side. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
So what does the dark side represent? It represents what you do not know. And quiet is kept. The light side represents what you do not know neither. What it is bringing this stuff into consciousness to the point where it becomes actually a middle point, meaning you do it every day without thinking. See, brushing your teeth has now become a middle point, or even better, tying your shoe. When somebody told you how to tie your shoe, if you couldn't do it, that shit was hell. But if you could do it, you felt like a god. I got it. I did it before you. Now it's something you do not think about because it's the middle point.
Right.
So even the new information, it's nothing now to tie your shoe. Oh, wait a minute. Or nothingness. You get what I'm saying? To tie your shoe. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. It ain't nothing, player. I do this every day. Because you have balanced it out, and it has become the middle point. You have become the thing. If you're like dark side, I'm from the dark side, nigga, the dark side. You haven't become that. You're still trying to prove that shit to yourself.
Right,
The same way we look at Christians that talk about Jesus all day. You know Jesus is going to do it, Jesus is going to do it. Like, they don't believe that shit. You get what I'm saying? And their actions don't show it. So the idea is you're supposed to, this is a process. It's not a religion. You know what I mean? There's so many people, I'm from the dark side. Just look at the pictures on my Facebook. They dark, nigga. I'm like, I hear you and not really try to beat up on you, kid, but ultimately, it's not really about that. I'm sad to say it because I know it bursts a few bubbles at least, but actually it's really about going into that concept or that energy and then bringing it out and becoming the middle point. Bobby said something to me personally that was very interesting about 3 or 4 years ago by now. There's a dark, so-called dark goddess named Tara, and he was dealing with Tara. I started getting into Tara, all this profound shit. I'm on the subway train crying. Tara means tears, and I have a straight face, but these tears was rolling down. So that was the Tara. More shit happened later. But this is the first thing Bobby Hemmings said to me. He's the one that introduced all of this shit to Negroes. The first thing he said was, do not get stuck there. I cannot tell you how much motherfuckers I met that are stuck. Champions for the dark side.
Yes.
And basically, the next thing he said to me was this. Look at it this way. This so-called dark side represents our oppression. We're the most shiniest thing. Who the fuck wants to be hanging out in the shadows for a fucking eternity? What so-called became the dark side of what we became in polarity is all of our energy and our glory and the Set Typhon and the Baron Zombie. All of that went into the dark side or into your subconscious mind. That's
right.
Why nobody remembers it. So when we're remembering and honoring Baron Samedi or Baphomet or whatever, Bridget or whatever, Tara, Hecate, whatever dark side deity, what we're doing is going into the subconscious mind and starting to bring this out of light. We're bringing what was trapped in the dark reaches of our subconscious mind back into consciousness, back into the potential of that middle point. You get what I'm saying? That's why when all of these so-called light deities, when I would make contact with them, the first kind of shit they would say, and this is only my own mind, let me be clear so niggas don't think it's personal. give you something you can read. What you need to read is anything by Carl Jung, spelled J-U-N-G. And what he was neck and neck with Sigmund Freud. But Sigmund Freud got famous and sold out basically. Carl Jung stayed on the occult side. So the psychiatrists today, which is basically some watered-down version of our cult science of entering the subconscious mind and bringing it into the light. That's why niggas go to psychiatry to find why they all fucked up, because it's down in the darkness to bring it into the light.
Right.
It's there, it's happening, it's running, it's their power because it's running them. But the idea is once they bring it into the light, if you will, or the, let's just say so-called light, they can now make it a middle point, which means now they understand what it is, and now they are not ruled by it. They now rule whatever problem they had. You know, they might have been shitting on themselves, rubbing it on the walls, and now they understand why they do that. And that's the potential for curing it or balancing it out. So it's the same process. Carl Jung stayed on the occult side. Sigmund Freud went pop with everybody else. But Carl Jung talks about something called the collective unconscious. And
yeah.
every single white, well, most of the white folks that in the metaphysics, that's one of the biggest things they'll cheerlead. This collective unconscious. And truthfully, a lot of them, and you can say they are in that because we created them, so they are part of our collective unconscious. But what they want to do is, now let me explain what the collective unconscious is. Each person are on their path, and they are going to, you if you ask and you shall receive. So if you are truly on your path and you truly want to know, you'll find out. But the unconscious part of, let's just say, all black folks or this folks, that still is on an evolutionary path. It's just unconscious. For instance, when a new dance comes out and is sweeping America from us, or a new slang and everybody in America is doing it, that's something from the collective unconscious. We just all pick up on it. Black people have a certain swagger from L.A., certain swagger from, even though you can see differences, you still know it's a Negro. You get what I'm saying? Same thing for whites, same
right.
thing for Chinese or whatever. In other words, unconsciously we move as a collective being. This is a quantum reality, which is all connected. We are just doing this unconsciously, or it becomes a failure when we try to do it consciously. This is this movement, this is this group, this is this set, this is this clique. We do that over here, we don't do that over here, or we're called the Crips and we're called the Blood. Unconsciously, there's an evolution that's going on, and actually that's where the power is. So this
right.
so when you're talking to spirits, these spirits dwell within. You're just basically talking to higher parts of yourself. And the more you
right.
activate those higher parts of yourself, the more deeper and detailed the conversation will be. So
right.
you may talk to Baron Samedi and get a whole different conversation than I do. But guess what? They're both right. The only
right.
thing you can really judge it by, if you feel more knowledgeable, did it benefit you? Or what,
yes.
And you're the judge. It's not up to nobody to judge it. You know what I'm saying? It's not up to me to tell you you're talking to Baron Samedi, correct? So yet again, I ask, stop sending me your dreams. Stop asking
right.
me if you did it right. I'm not the judge or the Lord over you. You did it right the day you say you did it right. That's the day you did it right. That's the day you did it right. So ultimately, you're trying to... When you're trying to channel, when you're trying to get information, you're not trying to bring your baggage in with you. You got to be – another thing said by Bobby Hemmett early on in the tape, he said – and actually this is when I first heard him, and this set up my whole form of thinking. He said on the tape, somebody, why did you get into this? He said, because I was willing to get into this no matter where it took me, even if I found myself back in the pulpit with Jesus. I said, see, damn, that's deep, because he showed the most unbiased way to approach this. Let's see where this shit goes. I want to know because I want to know. I don't want to know because I just want to say Baron Samedi's the shit. Then you're going to find everything that says Baron Samedi or whoever it is the shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You're
right.
going to find what you're looking for. So the idea is just to look for nothing but knowledge. You get what I'm saying? Nothing but knowledge, and let that be your guide. If you found something greater today, greater tomorrow than what you know today? Are you willing to throw everything that you learned out, learned today away if it's greater and it's proven to be greater? You know, if you want to know what's hard about this and hard about consciousness, it's not dreaming about your damn grandmother or not dreaming about Oshun or whatever. That's easy. Everybody goes to bed and have dreams, you know what I'm saying, coon cats and dogs. So that's not the hard part. The hard part is the mentality. This shit is not really about gaining a lot of shit. It's about throwing away a lot of shit you think you are. That's the
right.
key here. It's about actually, I mean, if your goal is to rise or raise your vibration and all of this, how could you gain more to do that? That's heavy. You got to actually let it go. It's letting go what you think you are. So, I need you to note this. It's not letting go to another person. So you don't need to be cool or speak to another person. This shit is a personal thing. It's about letting go what you think you are by what the fuck you think you are, not what the world thinks you are. You can be whatever
right.
the fuck you want to be to the world. That's just social behavior. That's not what I'm talking about. You know,
right.
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about social behavior. I'm talking about challenging your own self with your own issues. You get what I'm saying? And maybe you can share that with somebody you can trust, but that's your personal business. So I know people are excited about sending dreams and sending these experiences, but, you know, it's like there's nothing much I can say to you if you're looking for a pat on the back, because I won't even jip you like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's real if you say it's real. There is nothing more sweeter than that. Look, here's something simple, and it should blow your fucking mind. Your imagination cannot tell from what's so-called real and what's so-called fake.
That's
your
right.
imagination. And everything in your imagination is the beginning of your reality. Somebody
right.
had to imagine the goddamn magic marker. Somebody had to imagine the fucking Rubik's Cube before it came about. So
right.
your imagination is the pathway to creating your reality. And your imagination is only limited by your fucking imagination. You get what
right.
I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yes.
So unlimited potential. But the only judge we got is Facebook. If you were to say, well, what are black people imagining? Oh, we are, as I look down the wall, is imagining these fancy names.
Right.
And the next shit that the Illuminati is doing.
Right.
Last year, remember how everybody was ass to balls crazy over Jay-Z
yes.
and Beyonce? You didn't do nothing about it. Nothing didn't change. And your ass is waiting for the next goddamn thing. You get what I'm saying? So all of this, I'm God, and you are a reaction. This is all reactionary shit that's happening. There's nothing proactive about it. See, it sounds kooky when you're saying, well, you can imagine whatever reality we want. Know why it sounds kooky? Because from the second grade, your teacher been writing on your fucking report card. He daydreams too much. He ain't going to be shit.
Right.
Stop looking out the window. You've been programmed to think that ain't nothing. For the life of me, I can't remember, but it's in the Science of the Dogon when they spoke about the Dogon philosophy. They don't even play that imagination shit because that is real, if not more real. There was something when I was reading that book, I read that part to you, I remember, Blue, a couple of years ago, I believe, or maybe last year.
Yeah.
But they don't imagine. Listen, Shakespeare is an occult writer. A ritual is for people to get on stage as actors and to act that shit out. That's a ritual. That's
a ritual.
To act something out, to become a symbol. Well, Bruce Willis represents that, Denzel was representing that, and this one was representing that, and to act something out. That's a mythology on screen. Originally started with plays. Now you got a mythology on screen in movies, and they fucking you over. When you see the shit happening in movies, guess what? Your imagination says it's real.
That's right.
Why do you think the black man was getting killed all the time? Because they was killing you on screen all the time. You walk out the theater and go, oh, my God, that was some superb acting. Why do you think they always putting you in a fucking dress? And I'm not going to reveal the connection that I made because that's in my fucking book. I refuse to give that shit away. And that shit is coming. And I did 3 chapters. It was going to be a whole book, The Science on the Movie, That Illusion, The Mind Control. And I'm going to tell you, there's a methodology that we all know and hate that they use. And I'm going to show you how that shit is alive and working today in the book when it's coming. And it's coming. And you'll know, you'll be the first to know when it comes.
Oh, but yeah, that's what's up.
They are acting that shit out. I can't see as well as I brought up Jay-Z and Beyonce. All these niggas talking about they fucking with the devil, and this is all fucked up. I'm like, wait a minute. Look how successful they are with this shit. you know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, just to add that in there, Jay-Z and Beyonce, now it's Nicki Minaj and Drake. I'm like, wow, come on.
But they were saying that about the fucking Beatles. You know what I'm saying? So you're the only, you know, Led Zeppelin and all the rest of that shit. Kiss, Knights in the Service of Satan. This ain't nothing new. This is some more following shit. You get what I'm saying? Following shit. All of this, and we're going to talk about it, all of this is based upon a religious mindset. As I pointed out, that a lot of this isn't about learning some shit. That's a part of the process, but it's about letting go of a lot of shit. And most people spend their time trying to say Jesus isn't real and all of that shit. Yeah, you should have figured that shit out. You know what I'm saying? That should have took you 5 minutes.
Right.
It's easy to figure that out. And in fact, no one ever needed you to believe that shit. What they needed you to do is have a mindset which actually works. Because it's easy, once you grow up, to say, you know something, I never believed a whale swallowed the nigga, and for 3 days he was in his stomach. How easy is that to believe? If there's nothing else, you can see people holding on to that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Based upon mind control. But now, and this is why you see a lot of conscious people, because prior in the 90s and up into the 2000s, the only nigga that was talking about Baphomet in detail where it was reaching a lot of people, let's say that, was Bobby Hemmick. Now, Baphomet got a Wikipedia page. You get what I'm saying? So if you would have to seek out conscious information. So if you are in church, you not only would you not necessarily know where to seek it out, it takes a lot to seek it out. So for years, when Brother Phil, Brother Bobby, Dr. Delbert Blair, and I know I'm missing plenty of people, C. Freeman L., Brother Wayne Chandler, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, and Queen of Fuwa, Dr. Africa, anyone with help, you will be hard-pressed just to get your hands on that delicate, valuable information. You get what I'm saying? And this is if you wanted it. You get what I'm saying? So if you're in church and you know it's wrong, and you fighting those demons, and you scared to death about some fire and brimstone bullshit that you've been told, you got to realize you're traumatized. They've been telling you this shit since you was 3 years old. How could you not be traumatized? First thing you need to do is hold on to that fucking trauma and understand it to be what it is. Then you can start to relieve it. Stop acting like you over it, because I know niggas ain't over it. You're not over the programming. See, what if the trick was not to get you to totally believe in Jesus? If you do, that's great. But what if the trick was just to get you in this mindset of good and evil?
Right. And
I
was going to say, in an excellent show for those that are just listening, is to go back and listen to the one, and we talked about this on the other show, Human Thought versus Spiritual Alchemy.
Right.
Excellent to go back and listen to for some of the people who are new really, because they bring a lot of that energy with them. And so, like you said, I know we're going to get into that, but I thought this was a good time to bring that up as well, too.
No, that's excellent. Human thought versus spiritual awakening, spiritual something. It's a show that I did maybe six months ago. If you cannot find it, if you need the link, email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll send you everything I've ever done, and you can be the judge. All the information, all the questions you ask are based within those shows. So I'll be happy to send you every link I've done. In that show, what I do is draw a line in the sand between what a conscious mentality is and what a human mentality is. And what I tried to do, which is very hard, was not condemn you for having human thought, but saying if that's what you are, you need to stay in your lane, player. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're into human thought, you need to understand who you're talking to. Are you talking to someone who's trying to deal with spiritual alchemy, which quite simply means I'm not helping with an oil spill. I'm not helping to feed the ducks, none of that shit. You get what I'm saying? I'm helping the ducks to get the fuck up off of here, out of this goddamn misery. But for those who are still engaging in human thought, you have all of my support to go clean up ducks. That's what you're here to do.
Right.
Do what you're here to do. You're worried about what we're talking about in our context, in your context. Like I'm saying, all your friends who go to church, they quick to tell your ass, well, where the fuck is Osiris then? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, one nigga said, my barber, my old barber, he's my man. He said, if any of this shit was real, how come you can't win the lotto? I said, well, Jesus never gave you the lotto numbers neither. See,
yeah.
Because you wouldn't connect the lotto with something you take serious. You get what I'm saying? You take that too serious. And only because he was trained to do it.
So
the idea is, it's two different thinking. That's all we got to know. It's two different thinking. So that, based upon my understanding, and as always, giving out a shitload of books for you to have your own understanding for it. You got to take my word or follow me or do nothing. I'll give out books, as I will tonight, of where you can see and say, okay, I don't see it that way, but I see it this way. Or you could not fucking listen at all. You know what I'm saying? This shit is free. You know what I mean? There was somebody just emailed me telling me what the fuck I need to do and what the fuck I need to explain better. And I asked the person, do you want a refund? And they was like, no, I didn't give you no money. What I wanted is this and that. I said, oh, okay, since you didn't give me no fucking money, then that means this shit's free. And I ain't got to do shit for you. You get what I'm saying? See, but these are new people who are hearing this information, don't know what it's all about. You got to study more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't come out of kindergarten and go to fourth grade thinking you just got this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
you bridge it overnight.
Right,
you know?
Right. So I mean, you know, and then there's always the other person, well, what book did you get that out of? See, when they say that, see, they're giving up their psyche because they're used to getting this information out of one book called the Bible. There is no one book. There's books from here to the moon that you can read. You get what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
It's a religious mindset. And deep within that religious mindset is choose a side, good versus evil, Islam versus Christianity, Episcopalian versus Protestant versus Mormon versus some other shit. You get what I'm saying? This separation of good and evil. But if we what's been called good and evil is actually just negative polarity and positive polarity. And down here, that's a process because you are now in the spine.
Right.
The base of your spine and the top of your head. That's a magnetic polarity. You get what I'm saying? We are in this polarity. So it's telling you the direction. There's two directions, north and south. There's two directions, up and down. So the idea is taking what came down from the heavens to raise it back up to the heavens. So what is in negative polarity, which later becomes evil, back to positive polarity, which later becomes good. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Later becomes good. But the idea is, okay, that's the direction. So it's a process while we down here. But beyond that, you know what I mean, who's the bad people that's supposed to be out there waiting for us to get us? But
to
then tomorrow, right, because I'll hear that too. Well, you know, you're going to fuck around with this shit, fuck yourself up. I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't met a motherfucker that fucked around with this and fucked themselves up. I met some fucked up people fucking themselves up, but they was already fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Everyone here who always comes to the Remix and anyone new on the Remix, I challenge you to go back to any show. And I did, if I did a count, I know it's at least 25 by now. I go to one show where someone said, Panic, I listened to you, and now I'm all fucked up. Never.
Right.
Never heard it. What I do hear is this. What I do is hear, Panic, I'm fucked up already. How do I get unfucked?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How do we get unfucked? So while people think you're tapping into something, no, niggas, you already are that something. You just don't know what the fuck it is you are. You get what I'm saying? What it is you are. Myself and many who came before me, masters, are only trying to tell you who the fuck you are, not what the fuck to do. You're used to a preacher telling you what the fuck to do. So now you got used to emailing me, telling me what the fuck should I do. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you should do. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The only help I can offer you is a pathway to study it so you can figure out your own answers. God damn it, they told you this shit in the Matrix. Did they not? I can lead you to all the doors, motherfucker. You got to walk through it. You know what I'm saying? You got to walk through it. This shit ain't a new concept. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is the same old motherfucking soup reheated.
Mm-hmm.
What it is that, so it's really a pro. You need to, motherfuckers need to sit in the mirror and really realize how they've been fucked up by their parents, who only been fucked up by their parents, dragging their ass in the church with them fucking shoes on. You get what I'm saying? And really start there with say, well, the first thing you could do if you need a methodology is say this. Was I fucking scared in that motherfucker? You get what I'm saying? Because fear is what's driving this shit. There's only two emotions, fear and love. And clearly, motherfuckers ain't found enough love in themselves to transform this shit.
That's right.
It's this fear that you need. So you need to find out what the fuck you were scared of.
That's right.
You need to find out what y'all was scared of. And really, that's something you got to do yourself. And get over that shit. You got to let it go. There's another show I did. Something with the fear versus conspiracy. Why do you think all this conspiracy is there? It's for fear. Right. The motherfuckers is working on your DNA at a DNA level. While y'all just argue about whether Beyonce's in the fucking Illuminati or some dumb shit like that. Jay-Z's from the projects in Brooklyn. What the fuck is he doing? That's ridiculous. But that ridiculous thought comes from a mindset. Religious programming. So you really need to come to terms with your programming to let that aspect of yourself go so your ancient information could then take a hold of you. And it will. It is programming. It is, those hieroglyphs are nothing but zeros and ones, just like on a computer. It is a programming language. You get what I'm saying? But if you are blocking it with your mentality, then it will not be able to take a hold of you. It's about letting a lot of shit go. And you need to start with this religious mindset, good versus evil. I swear if somebody was in front of me and called me a light worker, I would foot choke them. I'm like, that should sound corny. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm a light worker. Us fellow light workers. You should see these evil. We are the lost children of the sun. No, you lost, motherfucker. Because I know everything I'm supposed to be knowing to do to go the fuck back home, to sweet glory, to by and by I would take my shoes and walk over heaven and have me a fish fry. Your ass could stay down there and talk about I'm the Lord's son, people. You know what I'm saying? Now, you ain't going to get me to co-sign with your design of ignorance, with your need to be ignorant. You get what I'm saying? All of this information that's available, you can't tell me we lost. Your ass is lost because you ain't getting it. And when I'm talking about, and I know this for a fact, what I'm talking about is that church. I am very lucky. Not only were my parents not even into the shit and thought it was stupid, where it really counts, my grandparents wasn't into that shit. You get what I'm saying? And thought it was stupid. You get what I'm saying? So usually if your moms and pops ain't going, your grandmother dragging your ass in it. On both sides of my family, none of the motherfuckers went. It still don't go. So that programming, that deep programming wasn't there. But still, nonetheless, that same template of good versus evil, dark versus light, that shit is programming and everything, continuing with the good guys wear white and the bad guys wear black. You got a black cowboy hat on. All that shit is programming, but it all works with that saying, Jesus is good and the devil's bad. So the dark side is the dark and the unknown. You know what I mean? Dark, you know, you even get conscious books. You know, right. You deal with dark magic, you fucking up, son. I'm like, come on, man. That is, you know.
Right.
There was one. I can't even remember the book, but they'll tell you. Dark magic, or a better description beyond what I was telling you, it on a more occult level, it means as a process. If you had to say dark, not dark polarity and not negative and positive polarity, but if you were to say dark magic and white magic. Dark magic is nothing but magic that helps you transform yourself. So when I was heavy into dark magic, everything I dealt with was to have a realization or epiphany of.
Yes.
Think of the alternative. Think of the alternative. Dark magic is cursing people. Well, how many motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, you're going to spend your whole life doing dark magic to curse people? Like,
exactly.
then it's not working because I would do one ritual and say, curse all these dumb motherfuckers on Facebook.
Exactly.
And I would take a bow, you know what I'm saying?
That's
if you listen to that and play that out, that doesn't make any sense. Dark magic is evil magic? That's from the movies. This ain't Hellboy. You know what I'm saying? This ain't Hellboy. I've come from the ethers to bring forth destruction. What the fuck? You wearing robes? That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Give me Eye of Newt. You know, that's from the movies. You know what I'm saying? Dark magic is magic, as I said before, is nothing more than a means to an end. It's not even a lifestyle.
That's right.
If you're in a place you need to be, you don't even need to do no magic. You don't need to do nothing. It's just there. It's you at where you're supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying?
It's you.
So magic is a means to an end. Dark magic, if you will, when you're dealing with all of that so-called dark stuff, what you're trying to do is realize that stuff. Get over the fear. Conquering your demons. It's said in our fucking language all the time. You're conquering your demons. You're facing yourself. Then you see movies when they do something dark. It's a picture of themselves there, and they're like, "Oh, it was me the whole time." you know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can find this shit. Danny Glover's in this Earthsea. It's a movie called Earthsea. Danny Glover. It's a movie. But I'll just say at the end, it was me the whole time because I don't want to ruin it for nobody. And it's the same thing. There was one of those Star Trek movies when Spock's brother came. This was the old school one. When Spock's brother came, Spock was like, "Oh, nigga, I'm going to hijack this shit and we going to see God." And they did all this shit to go see God. At the end of the movie, It was a picture of the dude. He's seen his own face. "I can't believe it. It's me." You get what I'm saying? It becomes that shit because all of this shit is from you, even this so-called dog shit. There was that I cannot for the life of me remember this movie, Sleeping or something, not Silent Hill. I think it was Silent Hill, which was a video game first. And in the movies, yes, it was Silent Hill. In the movie, the woman loses her daughter. But and it's a pretty creepy movie. But in the end, she said, "You have to go through this dark shit." She walked through this room to get her door, this dark, creepy, nasty, slimy room. And they said, "Now that you've done that, we can offer you some light. She went in, her daughter was there, and they gave her the information on the story, meaning they're telling you that going through this darkness is a process. I said this before, and to my surprise, a lot of people could relate. When you meditate, let me say it again because I've told this technique 1,000 times, but it seems like 1,001 is called for. One of the techniques of meditating is when you have your eyes closed, your eyeballs look at your third eye. Then you take it, because remember, your third eye in the middle of your forehead and your two eyes form a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So when you send your eyes to the top of your head, you're sending your energy up, or let's just say sight. So you're actually cutting off your earth sight and turning on your third eye. Ta-da! What you'll see in meditation, especially if you do it at night, you'll start to see light formations in your third eye. For me, it would happen. I remember this all my life, but then I started to understand what was happening. You would see monsters. You would see frightening faces. But usually what people told me, this is the part where they get off the boat. Oh, you know, I'm seeing some shit. And then remember, you've been seasoned with this devil and this demon shit all your life. No matter how much you think you over that shit, unless
you
really do work, it's still up in your subconscious. That's the whole idea of going into your subconscious or darkness to bring that bullshit up out of you, to relieve yourself of it. So, but then if you stay with it, what you would notice is those dark faces would start turning into angels, and I've seen temples and valleys and worlds and all that sweet shit that everybody's trying to get to. Seeing all of this, but usually it'll start off like I'll see flashes of menacing faces. Then what I figured out from that, I said, oh, I get it. If I still have fear, then my own self is blocking me from going to where I'm not ready to go yet. So all of this stuff that someone could lead you down the wrong path, it's all bullshit. It's built in that it's not going to take you to nowhere you can't handle. And even let's pretend I haven't met the person that you went crazy off of this shit. You only went crazy because your ass was crazy waiting to happen, not because of this shit. You cannot get into. It's a DNA thing. And that DNA is shaped by your mind and your imagination, as I pointed out earlier. You cannot get into that door. You cannot walk through that gateway if you are not ready. Your own fear is what keeps you out. Ain't got nothing to do with parents said do that shit. You get what I'm saying? Ain't got nothing to do with that. And if you did some shit, whatever was waiting to kick your monkey ass was already there. And usually that's some shit about your stepdaddy. Ain't got nothing to do with me or no spirits. That's some shit about your stepdaddy that you tapping into is coming out and still fucking you up because you ain't dealt with that shit. You get what I'm saying? Some shit about your mama. You get what I'm saying? That you need to deal with. Ain't got nothing to do with no Baron Zombie fuck me up. No, that's your mama. That's your mama. You may have seen her breath in an inappropriate time. And you fucked up off of that shit. So the human thing needs to be squared away as well. A lot of people email me. I'm like, no, I don't want to sell you an herb pack. You a fucking unstable human. How's that shit gonna work for you?
Right.
You better get a. You need a reading first, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Talking about.
Yeah.
I'm hex, motherfucker. Give me a bath. I'm like, no, motherfucker. You don't need a hex bath, nigga. You need an uncrazy bath. You know what I'm saying? Because, you are dealing with the affairs of your mind. You need to be in a sound place to do that. You get what I'm saying?
And that's real talk. Yes.
You need to be in a sound place no matter what you do. You know what I mean? This ain't about no occult, no deep, no spirit. No matter what you do, if you want to be a skateboarder, half you niggas ain't fit to be skateboarders who email me. I'm like, nigga, you better get off the fuck off that skateboard acting like that. Like, fuck trying to smoke a herb pack, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you better not get behind the wheel with that bullshit you talking about. I know you was gonna say something, but while we're here, let me say this. There's a sister, I don't know if she wants to give out her name, But we talk. She's been on the show. She's listening now, I'm sure, and she's helped people for a price. She had certain issues, with certain mental issues. But what she did was use these guys that everyone's telling you that will fuck you up to straighten her ass out. And to this day, she is straight, and everything they said about her is null and void, and they're still trying to figure out how she did it on some real shit. They come down and say, well, what did you do? And she don't tell them shit. But she started using the Egyptian deities first because these energies, remember, as I pointed out, the Egyptians labeled every energy for what ails you. That's what this shit is about. It ain't about fucking you up. That's some scared-ass church shit. This shit is about fixing your ass because you fucked up now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get in this and fuck me up. Wait a minute. You fucked up now. You know what I'm saying? You fucked up right now. This shit is the shit that can fix you because then all these answers lie. You hear that shit in church. You hear that shit everywhere. You all the answers lie within. You get what I'm saying? Yes, where you think within. I'll do you one better. They're not even abstract within. They got names and characters and mythology and pictures. That shit was laid back down for you for this purpose, for exactly this purpose. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is worshiping Oshun like it's some chick out there. You get what I'm saying? Oshun gonna get mad. Nigga, that's some Jesus shit. It's an energy. If you respect the energy, you're only respecting the energy in yourself. If you're shitting on the energy, you're only shitting on the energy yourself. And they'll tell you, it's not Oshun's wrath, it's the wrath of the energy when it's suppressed. It's just, especially if you know what it is. They say, now that you know, you're responsible for it. Peep this shit. Wesley Snipes was becoming conscious information, doing the damn thing. His production company is Amun-Ra. He asked, I'm not going to say the lecturer's name, he asked the lecturer, well, there's a movie coming up where I'm supposed to wear a dress. Should I do it in the name of Amun-Ra, Holy Hotep? The lecturer told him, that's on you. But remember, you know this shit now. You're responsible for it. And then the rest of the story tells itself. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, I went in spiritually, just to add a side note, I went in spiritually and said, what was really good with that, Mr. Spirit people? They said, the wearing a dress, though fucked up, that's actually a human control thing. He said, the spirit said, we raised this nigga up as the first dark-skinned star. Midnight Black. And you got to remember, all Wesley Snipes did was fucking his movies. You got to think back. There was not any, there wasn't many black men just breaking spines in movies. You get what I'm saying? Where it looked like they was doing some shit. You get what I'm saying? Spike Lee put Wesley in Jungle Fever, breaking backs. In More Better Blues, breaking backs. But I'll do you one better. The show you wasn't even about Spike Lee. One of Wesley Snipes' first movie was a football movie with Goldie Hawn and Woody Harrelson, who they are friends to this day, or so IMDb says. But in the movie, Wesley was fucking a lot of chicks in this movie early on. So they listen, this shit was big. This so-called tall, dark, and handsome, they had comedians talking about light skin will be back. Wesley Snipes, the blackest motherfucker around. They gave you a dark-skinned image. Remember, because the only real war that's really, really happening, I'm going to tell you, is that shit in the movies. All that other shit is propaganda about the goddamn Illuminati's coming in, the fucking reptilians. That's propaganda. The mind control is in the movies. Remember I said, your imagination sees, at whatever you're calling reality, your imagination cannot tell the difference. So remember, when you go to the movies, you go to imaginate. You go to see Thor with a fucking hammer from Asgard and all the rest of that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
All the rest of that shit. So you go, they call it suspension of disbelief, I believe. Suspension of disbelief. So you go to see Neo fly. So you automatically put your guard down and are ready to receive what it is they're telling you. And they do it all the time. In the last X-Men movie, first two things. As I pointed out earlier, Magneto would have to get angry to use his power.
Right.
Professor X said, let me show you the other side of anger.
Yes.
Show them, he said, serenity. Now he said, see, now usually if you were a church, if they was trying to show you some church shit, they would say, use your power for serenity. That's what they would have said. But he said,
right.
He dropped some occult shit. What he said was, now you have to find the point in the middle.
The point in the middle.
He said, basically, all you know is anger. Let me show you the serene part. All right, so now you've seen both sides of polarity. Find a point in the middle to use your powers. Use your powers. So when you hear me talking about, I'm not concerned with it. Not because I'm a mean guy, because I've learned to find the point in the middle. While you hear, no one's a Superman. You see some baby getting drowned, you're not going to be saying, I'm in the middle. You know what I mean? That's stupid.
Right.
We're not talking about stupidity here. What we're talking
right.
about is an overall mentality while you're here, something that you're always striving for. So anything that I cannot be involved in, I will not be involved in. I don't
right.
break up fights and say the black race needs to save themselves because I've hit that middle point. Do I believe that? Yeah. But I'm not acting on it. Same way. Magneto believes in the – they showed him the serenity, and his anger was justified. That man killed his mother in the movie. Same way he was justified, and both things are real. Both things can be acted upon. But what they're trying to tell you is the middle point is where the power is. So instead of empowering myself by trying to save kids and babies and ducks and try to clean up oil, I empower myself by finding that middle point. That silence
right.
that they tell you is God, that represents your pineal gland.
That's right.
That middle point is your power. This shit was created from your mind. It could be cured from your mind.
That's right.
And it ain't going to be cured talking about what the fuck they doing. That's not the middle point. Guess what he did today? Guess what Obama's a piece of shit? That's all that shit may be very well true. The dude killed his
right.
mother. That's
mm-hmm.
very well true, but your focus is where your power lies, and when you do that, you're giving it away. You're giving it away. When you go into that middle point and become that undefinable, you become that center point. You become that God. The sun hieroglyph is a circle with a point in the middle.
Right.
That middle point represents Christ's energy on earth, the sun or the sun god. Or Jesus is the light of the world, the Son of God. It represents that middle point. In Kabbalah, it's the middle pillar that you're trying to walk up.
Right.
It's the middle point. You get what I'm saying? That black
yes.
dot. It's a concept. You know what I mean? Because since niggas are religious, they'll be like, but you said that about this. But you said that about that. And that's not the middle point. No, motherfucker, that's Facebook in a conversation. This is something that you find. This is something that you find within yourself about your personal shit. You get what I'm saying? About your mama biscuits, shit that ain't deep. You get what I'm saying? You got it's your own path. You question your own self on it. Well, why do I do that? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I learned that there. Is that fucking necessary? Why do I have this opinion? Why am I holding on to this goddamn opinion? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Why am I saying because she's a stripper, she's a hoe? You get what I'm saying? Why am
right.
I saying that? Little things you got to challenge your own thinking with. That's what this shit is about. It's not fucking having all these goddamn pictures up on your page. That's fun. You know, that's fun. But, you
right.
know, what I'm reacting to is somebody tell me, look at the pictures on my page. You can see what the fuck I'm about.
Right.
I'm like, that's what I'm reacting to. If that's where you at, you know what I mean, it's just a little bit more understanding. You know what I mean? If you're about that, you know what I mean, remember,
yeah.
The best I can say about that is if you're about that, if you become that, you don't never need to say it. You know what I'm saying? Just
that's
like you
right.
don't never need
never
to tell me, my name is Panic and I know how to tie my shoes and brush my teeth or put on deodorant. Motherfucker, I assume you know how to do that because you don't stink and your teeth ain't gray. You know what I mean? So I assume that you know how to do that. If you have to tell me you know how to do that, you must have, you know, hi, my name is Panigan. Do you know how to brush my teeth? You look at me like I'm crazy.
Right.
So when I hear it and when people tell me, I'm looking at you like you're crazy because that's what you're supposed to be. If your name is Ra'am Netta Fatah, you definitely supposed to be that. Why the fuck you name yourself that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't get to say, my name is Fancy Pants Netter Bay, Allah El Hotep, Reed the Third, and then go, what does that mean? I'm like, no, motherfucker, what does your name mean? You know what I'm saying? What does
right.
your name mean? You don't get to do that because you saying what it is you are. So then it's up to you to live up to that. It's not up to me to bring you up to speed. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's responsible because I was a greedy studier, a greedy researcher, and I'm able to speak on some things, but I only hope it's to guide you in your path, not tell you how to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to be responsible for telling you how to be, only to give you a clue for when you study, because I know Bobby Hemmett was able to give me that clue. You know,
right.
He streamlined a lot of time I would have spent by getting to the point. And he wouldn't, what he would say is, well, if you're going to, because I would, and the difference was, I'd be like, yo, I'm getting interested in that. Then his advice would be, if you're interested in that, when I studied that, this is what I found out, and this is the book I had, and this is the book I had, and this book, when I read, was bullshit. Not to say not to get it, but this he's just expressing how he felt. So then I would get at least 3 or 4 books on the subject, and while I'm dealing with the subject, was able to say, well, what did you find when you did this? And then after a while, I was able to add to our conversation, not just take away from his work. And I could tell now, in hindsight, he's seen. That's why I got a lot of his airtime, because he's seen I was ready to put in work, not ready just, what that mean? And what that mean? And tell me what that mean. Because otherwise, he'd never get off the phone after starting this in 1992. But what he's seen, I believe, is someone who was ready to do their own work and had something to give, not just to take
that's
away.
Right.
Not just to take away.
Yeah.
And that's the key. That is what lets me know what you about, not the fucking pictures you got on your Facebook. That's what lets me know what you about. You get what I'm saying? Oh, this nigga's
right.
about his business. You get what I'm saying? Which you want to help someone who's trying to help themselves. You know what I'm saying? That's a universal fact. You know what I'm saying? You want to help someone who's trying to help themselves. So, you know, there's compassion I feel when you ask me these questions. But let me say again, that people were doing that for years. The bright idea there was, okay, because my answer used to be, sir, I can't do nothing for you, man. But then it became, you need to get a reading from Ms. Blue, because she's here to do that for you. She's here to do that for you. She's here to sympathize. I don't sit around. I got better shit to do than sit around at my email all day. Actually, I like to fucking study. So I'd rather be studying. And then I'm not a writer, but I'm trying to write a fucking book to offer just that's what I have to offer. You get what I'm saying? That's what I have to offer for black people to say, okay, to empower you, not to rule you or tell you don't be that and be this. Be whatever the fuck you want to be. You know what I mean? Do whatever the fuck you want to do. But I've been clear. If you listen to me, you trying to get this shit, and you ain't going to get that. You're going to get some spiritual alchemy and not human thought. You get what I'm saying? It's simple
that's
as
right.
that. I put human thought where human thought belongs, on fucking MySpace and Facebook and Twitter. You get what I'm saying? That's where that shit belongs. You get what I'm saying? And ain't nothing wrong with that. You're having a human experience, but take your work serious. You get what I'm saying? So getting back to it, there's concept. And let me say this, because you notice that I'm bringing up Bobby's name a lot tonight, because I want to be clear for those who don't know and the ones who just got here or whatever. Bobby Hemmett talked about all of this dark side shit from 1993 or 4 up until the early 2000s, I believe. Early 2000s. And he told me, the black community ate this shit up with a spoon. He said, in fact, he had a little bit more hard time because after that, I don't know if it was back-to-back, he started getting into the Hindu deities, that pantheon, and a lot of that stuff is sexual, a lot of sexual alchemy. He said, so when he started speaking about that, that's when more people started turning up their collar. He said he had a hard time with that. He said people who used to bring him in for years for lectures, he just wouldn't hear from them no more. So for whatever reason, that devil is on. But then everyone was programmed with Jesus already. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though sex was done in the church, nobody talked about it. You know what I'm saying? But while you talk about Jesus, you got to talk about the devil. So the natural curiosity was there. You get what I'm saying? So he's done that and it's moved on. This is actually old information. And what I'm doing is speaking it from my perspective, but there's not too much you can change on that perspective. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You just come into the understanding of it. If you bring your ideas into it, it's all that shit. The devil going to do this, and they going to fuck you up, and there's some things a man ain't supposed to do. You hear it all, but all that shit was said about the devil. Let's get past that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Let's get past it. So Satan and Lucifer. I'll hear everything on Satan and Lucifer. Lucifer was his name in heaven. Because, you know, the nigga answers, well, Lucifer means the light bringer, and Lucifer means lucid and this and that. But when he came to earth, he became Satan. So you're going on all day. More importantly than that shit is this shit. When you hear the story of Lucifer, the most beautiful in heaven that came down to earth, and now this is his situation in earth, all you're hearing is your story. They're telling you, you were in this polarity, you got split into that polarity by falling to earth in hell. This concept is Hades. Now, what most occultists would put together, when you understand this as correspondence, is a Kabbalah story. That Kabbalah story is that there is three sifirahs on the tree of life that are above the abyss, called Darth.
Right.
The abyss, below the abyss is the world of formation, and that formation is in the astral world, and then the world of physical creation. And there's more details if you go into the levels of it, but for the sake of this conversation. But above the abyss are Kether, Bina, and Hokma. And it looks like a triangle, starting from the top, going to the right, then across, and then back to the top again. So, I mean, there's plenty of ways to explain it. They said Kether is the first emanation from the nothingness. And as we described, the nothingness is just that which you cannot perceive down here. You get what I'm saying? Which I believe to be three trimesters of birth. So Kether had to come into Hokma to look at itself. And it's this, I guess you could say, God examining itself. And then it wasn't sure what it was examining, so it became Bina, right across. And then it said, okay, I see myself examining myself. And then it made the connection back to the one. So that was a right side up pyramid, self-contained. Now, just below that is called Darth. And it's a hidden sifirah. It's the 11th sifirah. And as I talked about, we are in the 11th year. We are in a gateway year. Darth is a gateway. And it is also the gateway to what they call the backside of the tree.
Right.
The front side of the tree is the sifirah. It's that tree of life. The backside of the tree is called the tree of knowledge. Now, remember in the Adam and Eve story, you can eat from that tree, but you can't eat from this tree.
Right.
The Darth itself means knowledge. Darth also means death. It is also marked by a X. So when they say, when you see the skull and crossbones with the X, represents Darth. When you see Osiris laying in his coffin with his arms folded in the X, or like how Morticia from the Addams Family used to sleep, do her shit in the X, it represents them going into the X or unknown or the Darth or the backside of the tree. That same unknown concept just represents the dark side. So now on the other side of the tree is called the Kalipov. And in the Kalipov, what Bobby has brought, because you could find very little on a Kalipov, Crowley did some work, named them. Is represented as the demonic side of the tree. Now, if anybody has already looked up demons, it means nothing but genius before it became some of the church. Before the church redefined it, and it meant black genius, actually. But demon, to be more specific, is actually melanin. Melanin is the demon. In the book Polarity, I'm going to give out books before and authors, I think it's R.H. Mueller. Polaria, he goes into detail. R.H. Mueller was nothing but, I got to remember his name, the dude that took over the OTO, which was Crowley's organization, Kenneth Grant, I believe. And he just wrote it under a pen name to give out some of those secrets. And one of the things they were talking about was detailed information about Lucifer, the broken wing, and Lucifer being a jewel that fell down, which is the pineal and the soul. So this below this Kalipoff is the melanin. Now, Bobby Hemmings has brought that the melanin is a substance from an older world, Sirius B. We are in Sirius A right now. Sirius B is actually an old world and also known as the world to come. The substance, the old substance from this world is melanin. Melanin, as Dr. Blair said, if whatever melanin is in, it dominates. Yeah. When you know how to properly program your melanin, you become the dominant force. What's happening, as a side note, on Facebook, when you're into all that conspiracy and all the shit they're doing, they are programming your melanin for you with fear. That's why you have to start taking over your own mind, feeding it with your information, not what the fuck they doing, what bomb they're going to drop, what chemtrail they're going to drop, because they're programming your melanin for you. You're supposed to program the melanin to dominate. Melanin is this old substance that is here. In my book, I break down all of these old substances with the motherfucking Necronomicon. And I didn't know I was going to do that to Ben. And when I tell you that shit's going to be something to see, goddamn it, all that shit lined up. And I'll talk a little bit about the Necronomicon. Remind me to talk about let me just write that down now. Necronom. I'm going to talk about it because that's some dark side shit. Now, they say, so the demons and all this demonic force and this dark side force, the Asuras are the demons in the Hindu, and the Asuras, the Devas or the Devi are the gods. The Asuras are the old demons, and they get the new gods beat them. The same way the Titans are the old rulers. They're children of the gods. And the gods throw the Titans in the underworld. Wait a minute. Lucifer fell from heaven down to earth, which is a lower vibration. It's the same story being retold over and over again. Your old energy goes now. Here's the good news. This is also like a theory on it, that actually it's nothing bad out there. There's nothing kicking our ass. As a form of renewing ourselves, we take up, because if we're the oldest thing in the universe, well, then how would you know something else? How would you change? If the universe is constant change, how would you change yourself? That we actually put ourselves, we created these new gods, we put ourselves here, and we start calling ourselves, what? Gods again. And then the new gods we created, we rise out of this and become the new gods that so-called threw us down here. You get what I'm saying? As a process of renewing ourselves. That's the good news. You get what I'm saying? So it's a process. It's a process of going into this dark side and coming back up as the new god. So if we're these old, so when you have Set, who's an old god, he gives way to the new god, which is Osiris.
Yes.
Get what I'm saying? So the way they tell the story is that Set and Osiris had some heat, and eventually Osiris redeems and wins over Set through his new son, Horus. Horus represents us on Earth doing the alchemy, but only to bring back who? The Father. They'll say it with Jesus Christ and the Father, to redeem the Father. So Osiris, because you don't hear shit about Osiris, that he's the man, he's vegetation, and that's it. Then he gets fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Then he gets fucked up. Now you gotta remember, that's where they get the Cain and Abel story. Set is Seth, which was the children of Seth was Cain's, or Cain's kids became the children of Set, which is Seth, which is nothing but Set. So that's how they give way. There's another story like that. The old moon god was Khonsu. Khonsu gets in, he gets in a chess game with Tahuti, and Tahuti wins. This is the way they're symbolically telling you Khonsu has now become Tahuti. Constant renewal. You get what I'm saying? So as right. it happens here in our mythology, this is what we're doing here. We're renewing ourselves by this process. Now, so out of darkness comes light, which means the Kalipoff is pushing forth the Sifirots. The Sifirots right. are actually the surface. So, and it's used in Kabbalah to manipulate this reality, because the light that you see is the tree of life. The
right.
tree of knowledge is what you, the apple you need to bite from is Darth, the dark side. So you must get into the dark side to push forth the light. So while you fucking around playing with the surface level, which is powerful for this reality, to really get to know what brings forth this reality, you're going to have to go behind the fucking curtain. Simple as that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
While you think it's the wizard, while you think it's the wizard telling you some shit, it's the man behind the curtain you need to get to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the process of why you would need to go into the dark side of yourself. It's only represented as dark because it's unknown. You're just going into the unknown side of yourself. You get what I'm saying? The subconscious, the unconscious. That dark side pushes forth this. Another story. The Titans, Bina, one of the Sifirots that are above the abyss, is connected to Saturn. Saturn is a Titan. It is not a god. It is older than a god because, remember, it's above the abyss. Now, the first Sifira that is below Darth is Chassad or Hassad. I think it's Chassad is technically the fourth Sifira because they don't count Darth. It's the fourth Sifira. But this is connected to the god Zeus, king of the gods. In the Greek mythology, Rhea is the wife of Kronos. Kronos is Saturn, a Titan. And
right.
what Kronos would do would be to swallow his children, swallow these so-called new gods that were coming up. And what his wife did was give him a rock and hide Zeus, who became the father of these gods. And
yeah.
and Zeus grew up, became the first Sifira below the abyss, and made before this is not Kabbalah, so I'm saying he became the first Sifira, but Zeus became the first god, and then he made his father Kronos throw up his brothers and sisters. Well,
right.
if you look at Kabbalah, him being the first Sifira and then the Sifiras to follow is nothing but his. And they'll tell you these cups spilled over and over, or they'll say they'll show you a lightning bolt of how it got to Earth, which is Zeus's thing, a lightning bolt, and all of that to say, when you understand correspondence, you understand, oh, they're talking about the same thing. It's a process, but we're too busy talking about, but the Greeks is white people's stuff. No, it's all ours. It's all
right.
ours. Any, you know, see, this one minute they just crawled out the caves. The next minute they're responsible for Kabbalah. You know what I mean? Deep mythologies, languages
right.
and shit. Then the next minute, the motherfuckers just found fire. No, they are the newest people on the planet, and sorry if this hurts feelings, but if a roach can transform, they could transform. What we need to understand is we are way ahead of them in this process, but we are not using this power. The power lies in that dark side. For instance,
yes.
white people today will tell you 90 to 95% of what we call space, you cannot see. We're only looking at, and this is best case scenario, they'll say 7, but they said the best case scenario, everything you can possibly see is only 10%. Only
yeah.
10%. Well, we actually heard this before. If you have an occult corresponding mind, they tell you you only use 10 to 7% of your brain.
Right.
That 10% or 7% of your brain is called consciousness. It's what you know you think you are. It's why you think man went to the moon. It's why you think spirulina will save your life. And vegetables are the key to everything. You feel better because you don't eat potato chips. It's why you wear the shoes you wear because of 7% to less. So what is the other 90%? It is represented as the dark side because you no longer know it anymore. The Egyptians knew more what they knew because they had bigger heads and they were using more of that brain, so they were closer to balance than we were. They used to say 10% of the deaf, dumb, and blind, but Dawood said, nah, it's about 1% of these motherfuckers that's awake now. Used to be 10%. They used to say you're a 10%er. Now he's saying 1% because this shit is getting dumber and dumber, even between the people who said they got all of this fucking light and they conscious. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
So again, I cannot say it enough that this shit is about a process. Now, also, just while we're here, because this is something, well, damn, this was good. Like I said, you got to give this thing to Bobby Hemmett.
Yeah.
Because he was saying this shit when there was actually no reference point. Because now you can go online and find out who the fuck Baron Zombie is. So imagine in 1993 me trying to sell you on some fucking Baron Zombie shit. You know what I'm saying? This nigga here is crazy. Don't he know the devil ain't for us and all this kind of shit? So now this is actually easier because you can even say, oh, that nigga full of shit. Then you can go find out Baron Zombie was used by black people way before me and all them Africans that y'all somehow love to praise, they were dealing with this. You get what I'm saying? So it's actually easier for me. So you got to give it to him. And one of the things he said was all of these pictures, like, you know, people see that Baphomet picture and lose their fucking mind. He's like, well, you know, y'all niggas is used to these pictures where, you know, that black man that holds up the world and then that black woman that's pregnant in the earth is in her stomach.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the nigga that's holding up another nigga, he ain't heavy. He's my brother. You get what I'm saying? Now,
right.
Those are nice. Now, this is Bobby's words. Those are nice people, and those pictures look nice, but those don't challenge you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He said, we are grown-up people now. These pictures that so-called look scary were because they were meant to communicate with your subconscious mind. And by the time you say, oh, I get it, this shit ain't scary at all, that means you brung that light out. Remember I said fear is the thing that holds you at bay for this.
Yeah.
So you getting over it is you in that form of light. So these pictures were to challenge you a little bit more. You get what I'm saying? Those pictures ain't challenging. They're nice pictures, and they may make your living room look absolutely snazzy. But as an occult purpose, you're supposed to be challenging yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Reading what you know isn't challenging. If you was in some group and you sending me an email about how much that group is better, you didn't challenge yourself. I pity you. You know what I'm saying? I pity you. This information is everywhere. It's boundless, and you can find it everywhere, including sitting in your fucking front lawn holding a rock in your hand. You can have an epiphany. So
you sure can. Yes.
There's no reason you could rub your feet in the sand and have an epiphany. There's no reason you to follow nobody who came down here just like you, the same way you came down here. If you can read, then you should have no fucking problem. You should be following somebody only if you can't read.
Right.
If you cannot read, then you have, you know, then I get it. You know what I'm saying? You better follow that motherfucker.
I will say this, you know, if you can't read, you can listen, and that should help you read.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, well, the idea is once you listened enough, that it would inspire you to read, to find your own thing. You know, but if you cannot read, if you cannot read, you know what I'm saying, then
if
you know,
you can't read, Miss Blue will help you get somebody to help you read. So
get hooked on funny.
Yeah, I think this is a good time. a good time to give out your information for all of those who are listening. Of course, you know, we are live with Brother Panic right here in the Remix. And for those of you who want to get in touch and contact Brother Panic, whether if you have not experienced or had an opportunity to get the Panic Pack, the 2.0, you definitely need to do that. I'll let Panic tell you in a minute what that's all about. And also for meditation, the CDs for meditation, as well as the baths. Many of you wanting certain baths for different things, you definitely need to reach out and contact Brother Panic. And he can be reached at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And that's how you can reach Brother Panic as well. Don't forget to check him out on YouTube, because you can just simply go to YouTube and search for Occult Lecturers, and you will see Brother Panic there, as well as many, many of the other lecturers who lecture on subjects that we talk about right here on The Remix, as well, and all of those things for your occult studies. So wanted to tell that we have about an hour and 19 minutes left to go in the forum. And don't forget, is it next week, Friday, Brother Panic? We're going to be doing
we'll do chat and chill on Friday. Well, we don't even have to pick up on this subject, because it's such an easy, we'll just talk about whatever people want to talk about. I do want to explain about the herb pack. Y'all need to stop bullshitting with yourself. Go on, get you an herb pack. What it does, you know, because now people are starting to hear one or two shows with me.
Yeah.
Like, what's an herb pack? I'm like, I'd rather just give them links to shows before I say, well, you know. What it does is it is all natural herbs. It's not any drugs. What drugs do is give you an experience, then you go back to your natural fucking life. What the herb pack does is opens up your pineal for this work. It is medicine, goddammit, medicine for your pineal. What they'll tell you is white folks got a calcified pineal. It is active when they're first born. It helps with growth. Then at puberty, then boom, for them, shuts down immediately. Same thing for us, then it starts to shut down. Like your legs would shut down if you didn't walk. You get what I'm saying? Nobody's using it. But they said black people get more use out of it. Especially when we sleep. They said mostly when we sleep and got our guard down. That's why they'll say, you know, all that black don't crack and all these black women who look beautiful, because what happens is when you go to sleep, the kundalini, you have kundalini activity. And basically once you hit the pineal gland with the kundalini, melanin will start to rush. The kundalini has a reaction with your pineal. In mythology, Shiva is sleeping. And one of his first consorts, which this represents energy, is called Shakti. Shakti later on becomes the goddess Kundalini. Shakti rises up, makes a connection with Shiva, boom, and they're together, they're fucked. They're talking about the Kundalini hitting your pineal gland. The ritual of marriage is a Shiva Shakti ritual. When you stand there at the altar, you represent the man, the pineal gland. When she walks up that aisle in white, representing the spine, is representing the Shakti energy meeting the Shiva energy, and y'all become wedded in holy matrimony. Shakti power is so strong in the Hindu pantheon, whatever goddess is with whatever god, they'll say that's that god's Shakti energy. You get what I'm saying? So every goddess is the Shakti energy for that god. That's what, and it's just a kundalini story. Now, for black people, what happens is because we are that ancient people, even when we're not conscious of it, what happens is it hits the pineal, melanin happens, but it goes into the nervous system. So we end up with glowing skin, grandmoms that still look nice. We hold our hair longer. Hair has more shine. You got more pep in your step. You know what I mean? But melanin has many levels. There's the physical version of melanin. And because this is another myth, we might as well get it. Just because you're a dark-skinned person don't mean you have more or less melanin.
Right.
Read Richard King's book. Let me get up and look at the book. The green one that's out of print. I'm going to tell you the name.
Melanin,
I should be ashamed. Yeah, melanin, A Key to Freedom, Richard King, MD. A brother who not when he dropped this book, you had about 10 more scholars that rose up based upon his work. That is the Bible, if you can get that book. And in it, he doesn't just talk about melanin. As a skin color, he talks about inner ear melanin, melanin in your taste buds, why you have balance and equilibrium the way you do, why you dance the way you do, neuromelanin, you know, all forms of where melanin physically sustains and make us who we are, creative, and the power that is in the melanin more than just people thinking it's something about your skin complexion. That has nothing to do with it. And so definitely get that book because it's key. Melanin, I do know this, is programmable. It does whatever it is programmed to do, and it's programmed by your thoughts, the end.
That's right.
If you were to step out of the box, and like I said, Facebook is the way to see where black people is thinking, all these conscious people, you would actually see the thinking is actually very sad, depressing. You know what I'm saying? Real powerless. You know what I'm saying? You'll see everyone cheerleading.
Fighting for their self-esteem,
Yeah, it's definitely a self-esteem thing, but you'll see everyone cheerleading for their Holocaust. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't mean these things ain't happening, but whatever is happening to you, I guarantee you, what you are is a thousand to a million fold of anything that can happen to you on Eyewitness News or whatever the fuck, what a politician could do, or what the concept of the Illuminati came from you. It means illumination. The pyramid that you think I want you to think about this shit. Conscious people say the eye on top of the pyramid is the evil eye. Motherfucker, it's your pyramid. That's your eye. They fooled you into using your symbol and you saying that's the evil all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye is the motherfucking illuminated pineal gland. They duped you into believing that shit is evil. And you the one who conscious.
Yes.
You the one who conscious. So you gotta say though, what's really happening here is you still under mind control. I pat you on the back for trying to get out of it, but here's a little bit more. You get what I'm saying? Take another step at it. You know what I'm saying? All day. You know what I'm saying? So your melanin is programmable, and the key is you program it with your thoughts. If we thinking about this all day, you ain't away from that process. That's what you program with, whether you even realize it or not. Whether you even realize it or not. You get what I'm saying? A lot of it is about removing yourself from it. We know it's there. So, there's always this, well, you're just ignoring our Holocaust. Nah, nigga. You just raising it up. You know what I'm saying? You just raising it up. The only white power I've ever really seen came from black people. You know what I'm saying? Came from black people. I've never seen white people do nothing but just enough to keep us running. You get what I'm saying? Just enough to keep us scared and in fear and running and on, even more importantly, on their lips. On their lips. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, I think that's for humans. You get what I'm saying? I think that's for the Maury Povich show. I think that's for Bill Maher and the rest of them. For Fox News. There are enough humans to talk about that shit. Conscious people, in my opinion, should be talking about some shit that empowers us. Because you're the one who's supposed to understand this concept. You get what I'm saying? This concept. So I could rarely go through Facebook and find, guess what I figured out today? They're trying, you know, just these old made-up proverbs of nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Thou shalt not, thou that eats potato chips doesn't realize is it the potato or the chip or is it the combination of the two to become the one. What the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Who's doing that? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck does that mean? You know what I mean? We know what a frank is. We know what a beans is. But franks and beans can be the true form of alchemy as long as you use mustard. What? Wait a minute. Am I getting stupid? My man Tef used to say that shit all the time. He said, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said it because for a minute I thought I was getting stupid. Because, you know, niggas be saying some shit, and I really be going, I don't know what they're talking about, but I want to act like I know. But I would be the nigga, you know, what the fuck was he talking about? Because, oh, I thought it was just me. You know what I'm saying? Because
right,
I don't know. Right. You know what I'm saying? I thought maybe I had some more reading and shit to do. I'm like, no, that was some bullshit. That was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Is this ever need? You know, there's this. I remember Bobby came one snowstorm, and you know, you're in New York, you want to buy some shit, but it was like this was a few years ago, and so we went downtown, got some shit. You know, niggas walking through the snow was all fucked up. Everybody's feet was cold, but then another nigga came and tried to explain this shit on tape. As you traverse through the mighty snow and the fires that come below, that rise above, it cannot stop. I'm like, oh, fuck it. We just went downtown in the snow, nigga. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? Stop it.
Right.
And
right.
Oddly enough, that was my epiphany. I said, oh, okay. I don't never, ever, ever
want to like
come
that.
Back. I never want to become that shit. You know what I'm saying? I never want to become that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that was a revelation for me. I'm like, nigga, you can't just say a nigga went through some snow today as I traversed through the mountainous, like, enough. You know what I'm saying? Because, remember, want to know where that comes from? That comes from religion. Why? Because you've been told that religion is supposed to change you.
Yeah.
But that's not what consciousness does. You will experience change from it, but what consciousness does is supposed to make you realize who you already are.
That's right.
Not to change you. Not to change your fucking vocabulary, make you a nicer person. That is textbook
shit
in church, which still doesn't change anybody because they still all fucked up. But you get to call somebody on that. You get to call them. That ain't God-like. That ain't Jesus-like. What would Jesus do? And all the rest of that shit. You get to call them on that. So now that you're conscious, hey, goddess and sister and all the rest of that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's nice and it may be terms of endearment, but that's just social behavior, which is only what you learned in church. That's what we're fighting right now. That's it. That's what you're fighting. It's not fighting, did Jesus walk? That's childish conversation. The real shit is, fuck with Jesus. What them niggas do to your mind in church when you see through these glasses everything that now comes through the... What if that was the goal? To get you to put on a certain pair of glasses and not know you even looking through these glasses. So you may be looking at not Jesus, at Shiva, but you see him through the same Jesus glasses. You fucked up.
Right.
Because that mentality is what deactivated you. That mentality is what deactivated you, thinking that something is outside of you that's going to save you, waiting for something. It deactivated you. You no longer have the understanding that these things are within and need to be drawn out. And they told you in the Matrix, soon as Neo realizes this bullshit, we can all go home now. What did Morpheus keep saying? He's starting to believe. He's starting to believe. Good, because you have to believe. Nobody sees it as something that's inside of them. That's from church. A savior that's going to come and do it all for you. So even if you're on Oshun, you're waiting for Oshun to save you now.
Obadiah
to save you now. Baron Samedi to save you now.
Right.
Anubis
to
save you now. You're not thinking in terms of activation. Activating these energies that lie sleeping with you in the dark side. The dark side. So as you go into that, you are activating the Anubis with you, so you become the power. I call it Anubis. Anubis say, you speak, it's spoke about like that, and you'll hear it spoke about like that, because that's the way you consciously communicate it to yourself in a third dimensional reality. So you speak as if Anubis is coming to save you, but it's actually really you when you know the deal. You get what I'm saying? When you know the deal. But you speak that way, and because we spoke that way, oh, the god Zuzu will come and all of that shit, it was we were based upon ignorance, they were able to take Jesus and do that, but really separate him from you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A made-up entity to do that. And believe you me, the bad thing is not that they made up an entity. All these entities are made up. All of these entities are only trying to describe you. You get what I'm saying? Describe energies. There's a love goddess everywhere because they're just trying to describe love. And the attributes are the same and different at the same time because it's different people in different regions.
Right.
So how do you explain love to somebody? Well, Blue, let me explain love. Well, no, you say, well, Oshun does this, Oshun does that. And then another aspect of love, more motherly, Yimanya does this, this is the color of it, this is what this is. Because you're trying to explain that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you're trying to, then you can say, well, let me tell you a story so you can see how it interacts.
You get what I'm saying?
So when you hear all of these stories in mythology, that you'll hear like these new gods or these demigods always beat up this old energy, stick their ass back in the underworld. Like you've seen the last Clash of the Titans. What is he trying to do? It's time for me to rise up, you petty motherfuckers. I've been in the dark. Wait a minute. If you cheerleading the dark side, you seen a movie where Hades is going, I don't want to be in the dark side no more. You know what I'm saying? You see all these movies about Satan going, we're trying to rise up and take this shit over. You don't never see Satan going, I'm happy where I am. You know what I'm saying? Or you dark side cheerleaders, I'm happy where I is. You never see that. They always trying to rise the fuck up. You get what I'm saying? Because they trying to tell you a process. Where the mind control comes in is you see all of these so-called good guys win and put their ass right back where they were. That's what they're telling you. That's what they're telling you. Keep that dark shit in the dark, niggers. That's what they're telling you. That's what they're telling you. Keep that shit in the dark. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And so all of us, you know, niggas say, I don't know what's this thing about this Baphomet. That is, I'm like, motherfucker, you looking at a goddamn goat on one level. You know what I'm saying? You fucking scared to death. You fucking in there pontificating to how deep it is. I'm like, you just show your fucking ignorance on some shit that you don't know. Because somebody somewhere said, don't fuck with that. And you scared. You get what I'm saying? Understand it. You get what I'm saying? Understand. He's got a Wikipedia page. Lazy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You can watch that shit yourself. So all of that to say, this shit is about the dark rising into the new light. The dark is always trying to get the new kingdom going. That's the science. I'm not making it up. It's everywhere if you look at it. See, but there's a lot of motherfuckers who were scorned in their church, found out Jesus wasn't what he was supposed to be, or the reverend was touching something he wasn't supposed to touch. And now they extra dark side. I'm dark, nigga. I'm dark. Yeah, nigga, the dark. I'm like, nigga, you just jumped on the other side of Jesus.
That's the same nigga that
get on the bus. Oh, Jesus coming. You know, you them old people get on the bus. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for getting me on the bus. It's like, thank you, Satan, for getting me some fried chicken today. Same shit. You know what I'm saying? It's that middle point. It's that middle point. And in the movies, they never talk about the middle point. They talk about they always talk about the Satan and his dark side rising because it's supposed to rise, but all that shit's supposed to be blended. As I started to say earlier, all them so-called light deities, when I make contact with them, and basically you're contacting your higher self, and that higher self, that unconscious collective that I was talking about, which exists in all of us. That's why you have to be pure of heart. This is what I started to say. To get into that with no agenda, what you will find is what they're talking about. And then when you talk to others who you know who can make that contact, you'll see things start to line up, which is not a coincidence. And what they're talking about, my brothers and sisters, is getting with us. Because guess what? We are the middle point.
Yes.
Isis and Osiris have Horus. The middle point, the Trinity, that sun, you get what I'm saying? And that's, don't worry, it's masculine and feminine energy coming into one, represented as the sun or the positive or active force, while his lady, Heteru, is the earth itself where the drama plays out. niggas. So the middle point is becoming the Horus energy. And Horus is what? The sun god. Didn't I tell you the sun is a circle with a dot in the middle, which is the middle point, right? Jesus has 12 disciples. He becomes the 13th, sits in between 6 and 6. The middle point. Get what I'm saying? So being all dark side and all light side ain't doing shit. Ain't doing shit. Ain't
right.
doing shit.
Come back to the middle. Come back to the middle.
We have coconut oil here and cocoa mango. Come to the middle. So the idea is, you see, and I'm going to do you one better. A lot of what niggas are studying and raising up is their prison. Like all this number shit. Look. One plus two plus three equals six. 4 plus 5 plus 6 equals 15. 1 and 5 equals 6. 7 plus 8 plus 9 equals 24. 4 plus 2 equals 6. Guess what? All these numbers, I'm not, it's 666, you silly motherfuckers. You win 666. 6 electrons, 6 protons, it's 6 neutrons. That's the devil. The numbers is the devil's work, nigga. What the devil is a detailed description of your problem. Greed, anger, sloth, all the rest of that shit. These numbers in this zodiac is trying to tell you, guess what, nigga? You here, and you need to get back to the heavens. So it's a polarity thing here, which is about rising. Kundalini from the bottom to the top. Low vibration to a higher vibration. That's your chore. Celebrating your prison is not just basically saying, did you know they put new tiles down at San Quentin and they got light fixtures? Like, motherfucker, you in jail, nigga. You in jail. No matter how much you define it, nigga, you in jail. Jail, nigga. You below the abyss. That's prison. Get the fuck up out. Stop celebrating, nigga. You're a slave, a cosmic slave. What's better than what we got here? Nah, you know what I'm saying? Nah, understand, kid, it's a process. This shit is simple, but quite clever. Simple. Simple, nigga, simple. All that sacred geometry and all of that, that's how matter was built. So to understand it, to understand how this was built, we figured out a way to communicate with it. It's called sigils, they-theys.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? To manipulate it, it wasn't to celebrate how special sacred geometry was. It was to decode it to be able to manipulate it. And you got to be willing to go there. You get what I'm saying? You got to be willing to challenge yourself with these pictures, as I pointed out that little thing that Bobby said. Sacred geometry,
right.
The symbology in the picture. A picture tells 1,000 words. If you look at the Baphomet, you ain't looking at none that's just – You're looking at the entire symbol of enlightenment in that picture. Androgynous, middle point. Kundalini, dark and light moon pointing up and down. Flame above this motherfucker's head. As above, so below. Six-pointed star
right.
on his forehead. That motherfucker ain't no joke. And as
right.
Blue pointed out, Blue was in channel one night. So, oh, shit, Baphomet's over there, and I'm laughing at this motherfucker because he got on yoga pants. I said, yo, you stupid for that shit. You know what I'm saying? That, all that yoga you trying to do, you trying to be like Baphomet, nigga. You said, remember that shit? You said Baphomet got on yoga pants? Like,
yes,
you funny for that shit. You said Baphomet got on yoga pants. Now, Blue was high. I remember that shit. Blue, I think you broke your arm or you banged your arm and they gave you a, what was it, Vicodin or some shit?
We
should have did a remix show that night. Miss Blue was seeing motherfucking spirits, Michael. Oh, look at Michael Jackson moonwalking. I'm like, oh, shit. She said, oh, there go Baphomet sitting over there with them goddamn yoga pants on. I said, I said, I'm not getting off this phone tonight. You know what I'm saying? This shit is serious. Baphomet with them yoga pants. So the idea is that it's the symbol that they were worshiping, the Templars. They raised it up. But here, tell of this. There's an Egyptian goat or ram, not ram, but it's a goat or horn figure named Baphomet. Baphomet, I've seen them point out that Baphomet, I said, oh, but it's not the Baphomet, it's not the Baphomet. But if you read the traits of Baphomet, then it's the Baphomet. Then Brother Azazel right. said, me and Brother Azazel was told, he said, yeah, I heard that Baphomet is actually Muhammad. Then it dawned, I said, no, Muhammad must be Baphomet, which is connected because, the like Bobby Hemmett pointed out, that the Templars made Euphrates Levy drew him the way we see him now. But the Templars used to worship that image for power, but that image was worshipped in dedication to the Moors, which during that time was Islam. You get what I'm saying? Was Islam.
Right.
Which connects to that Muhammad or Baphomet thing. Now, this is not saying, well, Muhammad wasn't no goat. That's the devil. No, Baphomet is quite simply a symbol of wisdom. And the energy you put into this broad symbol, you can get that back out of it. You can empower yourself with these things. That's why their sigils and pictures are actually the sacred geometry that was made up, that makes up this matter. So you are grounding yourself and putting yourself in alignment with the creation of this place to therefore control and understand it. People say, well, why do you need crystals? Well, my aunt said it to me the best. Well, when this world was first created, it was a goo that became crystallized. So all the information of this whole entire creation, or even creations beyond that may be found here, are locked in crystals, quartz crystals. He said, so you can unlock anything that crystal has to tell you about ancient information. I said, God damn, now I'm starting to get it, Auntie. And but the crystals are only acting like what? Your subconscious mind, represented as the dark side, which you can unlock. Yes. What did they say the pineal is? A crystal.
A crystal.
That's the whole story of the genie or the djinn, which is nothing but melanin.
Yes.
And the djinn, they are caught in the lamp, which is the pineal gland. You rub that lamp, they ain't talking about nothing but kundalini. Three wishes, hypothalamus, pineal, pituitary gland. They're talking about the three jewels in your crown. Why you think in your crown you wear, the king wears the three jewels? He's talking about your pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus gland. And that's why Panic is talking about get a motherfucking herb pack and you can talk to all that shit today. Talk to all of it today.
And get a reading.
Get a reading. The readings are for, as I pointed out earlier, most people have human trauma or human issue that you're not going to get down to nothing until you get down to that. So your first step in a lot of this is to get a reading and kind of say, okay, my mama did this, my papa did this, my sister did this, I'm doing that, and I need to do that. It kind of straightens out your life where you could actually breathe, and then it allows yourself to be open for what comes down the pipe. This is another helpful tip for you studiers out there. Usually you'll find that all the information is overwhelming. So when you're dealing with all the information, you got to find out what kind of clicks with you, what kind of comes easy for you. Then start there.
Right.
Go hard there. I don't want to say become an expert, because my advice is always don't be a master of nothing. Be jack of all trades, master of none. There's too much available information for you to be stuck in a fucking area. You get what I'm saying? Try to get into an area where you feel you have a grasp on it. And then when you look at new information, try to see, based upon the information that you were studying, is there any correspondence? So when you get to say, well, I'm studying this, and this guy represents this with the wings, oh my goodness, since I've studied all this fairy shit, he must represent the fairy king of this, that, or the other thing. You get what I'm saying?
And then
you'll find the information gets easier for you to grasp once you can put it in the context. Now, I understand that's why people ask me a lot. You know, I'm not silly. You know, because then people, when I complain about people sending me emails, the only thing worse than the people sending me emails is the people trying to explain why people send me emails. You know, what panic?
Yes.
You know, what panic? This is why they're doing it. No, I understand why everyone's doing it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to condone it. So, but I do understand.
Right.
I do understand my ability and any lecturer's ability to kind of give formation to what you're studying. But I don't want you to get hooked beyond that. I'm trying to tell you now the way to create your own formation. You got to find out what something's up your alley. Now, the idea is not to get stuck, because people will find one thing, they'll be stuck, and instead of saying, well, that mythology, well, that's just, instead of saying, well, that mythology is that mythology, and I can see where they are related. If they first started saying Coca-Cola, they start saying, well, everything's Coca-Cola. That's nothing but Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
that's nothing but Coca-Cola. I remember early on, I had a recent girlfriend talking to her moms, and I spoke about this before. When Alanya Van Zandt was going through that shit, her mom was doing that in the 60s or 70s, early on, before this shit was the hot shit to do. And I said, well, what's your take on comedic stuff or even Jesus? She said, oh, Jesus and them, they was nothing but Orishas. So everything became Orishas. You get what I'm saying? That's something to look out for. You know what I mean? And that's something to look out for. But you kind of want to be in the area, not be stuck in the area, and then when you reach out, be able to put some of the new stuff, your information, in a context. Don't mold it into your agenda. Put it in a context. And then you'll start to see, after a while, you'll know a whole bunch of shit, the new shit that you learn is easy to grasp because you studied it already. See, when I see something I'm like, nah, I studied this already. Just the names and the faces and the times have changed. But it's the same, you know, it's the same old shit, different kind of toilet paper. You get what I'm saying? So but you'll find you'll start to know a lot and speak on a lot because when you have that mentality, you are actually activating stuff. You'll find you'll start saying shit that you didn't study, that you wouldn't even know where the fuck it came from. And you will find, because what you're doing is activating these things that lie where? In darkness. You're bringing them
to light.
You're bringing them
true.
To light. It's a process. I cannot stress that anymore. It's a fucking process. Let me see. What else I got I could talk about?
I want to bring this up because I know we said we were going to talk about it, too. You told me to remind you. I want to give a big shout-out to Nancy Lockhart, the legal analyst. Just give her a big shout-out. She's in the house. She's listening as well, too.
Oh, she's listening. I'm told that I corrupted Nancy just a little bit. That's what I told. But I remember we was texting one night. She was saying some sassy stuff because I knew her from the remix. And Blue was like, you know that's the lawyer sister that – does all of that work, and she does work. She does work on a level. I'm like, it takes a big heart to do that shit. All them downtrodden niggas that you niggas would never even know or heard of, she's the one that finds their cases and gets them free. You know what I mean? I hope that she does. She gets a lot of people on this show, but I hope she does one herself. She's very nice, but she was talking some smack one night with me. And I'm like, that's the lawyer? That's our educated sister in that's doing that? So she's a cool sister, too, and she does a lot. I mean, she does a lot, and that's a part of her work. You know what I'm saying? And you can't knock somebody for doing their work no matter what it is. If a nigga is sweeping a fucking gas station, but that nigga manages to fucking do the moonwalk while he's doing it, how can you knock him? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say it ain't about if you study in spirituality versus your human plight, you somehow better.
Right.
All I'm just saying is know what you do. Know why you here. I don't share. I'm telling you clearly, I don't share in the concept, not in my work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're not going to hear too much of a human compassion in my teaching. Am I a compassionate human? Yes, very much so. I have friends, many friends, for over 30 years and better sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Who I care for daily, and I care for their human plight daily. But I don't know you, motherfucker. If you're talking to me, you asking me what's the meaning of life. They don't ask me that. We enjoy the life together. You know what I'm saying? I would take care of their kids. You follow what I'm saying? That piety has nothing to do with why you are here. And you don't need to be looking for that in me. But so I understand that concept, and I also respect the people who are on a human plight, who can't use less suffering here. You get what I'm saying? Who here is above looking at someone that looks like you? Shit, really, for me, someone who looks like anybody oppressed in this motherfucker. Yeah. I don't even want to waste my time oppressing white people as a payback. Go wherever that goes. You get what I'm saying? So I don't want to see nothing oppressed here. That's of course, but that's the discussion we not here for. We ain't here for that. You get what I'm saying? We ain't here for that. If you listen to me, I'm not here for that. I do that on my own watch. You can benefit from my expertise in the occult understanding and my expertise in trying to make you an expert in your own understanding of it. I don't cross the streams, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Let me be clear, if I never was clear, I have a high regard and respect for people who decide to spend their energy doing that, because that is still spiritual work.
That's still
spiritual work. That Sister Nancy is doing spiritual work. Ain't nothing better. We getting past what's better or worse or whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Especially when you in the occult, you can find that there's a science of a hooker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you may say all that girl ever did was give out hand jobs, but that may be her spiritual work. How would you even know? Especially when you're talking about you going. Especially if you're talking about you going to the nothingness. If you go into the nothingness, how the fuck would you know what the fuck she was doing this down here wasn't deep. You get what I'm saying? Or didn't have a divine reasoning behind it.
Yes.
On the other hand, I'm still human. If they was to tell me this is my daughter, I still probably would have a breakdown. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I guess this to say, you got to understand there's two different forms of thinking here.
Yes.
What I'm constantly doing, and what I recommend anybody in the cult, is to raise up your higher form. And try to keep your lower human form in its proper position.
Yeah.
It's going to die. It's going to die.
Yeah.
So how do you invest everything you have in something that's going to die? Guaranteed going to die. That to me is stupid. You bet all your money on the fucking farm and ain't no crop this year. Get what I'm saying? You bet it all on black. You know what I'm saying? 21 black. I want to bet it all. It's like you're not going to live forever down here. But see, that's why you're supposed to be studying where the fuck you about to spend eternity. Would you or could you say you are preparing yourself for your true life, for your true reality? That's what you need to ask yourself. Calling myself such and such, Batara, Netada, is that preparing me for a bigger picture, or is it, or because all my energy is here and what's happening on Earth, wouldn't that seem kind of fucking narrow-minded?
Yes.
When the next thing you say, we are forever people, we have always been here, we will always be here. No. So then you say, well, then why are we here on Earth then? If you're so big and bad, no, why you're here on Earth is why I just pointed out. It's a place for alchemy and a place for change. Everything changes here. So if you're not working on that change for your bigger picture, then you're doing it for your little picture. But understand, if you're happy and doing it for this little picture, putting on your energy here, then so be it. That's also your spiritual path here. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
I want to be clear now. You get to do you. I want to be clear. I'm talking to the people who vibrate with the message that I'm talking about, not my personal how I act and my personal shit. I'm not your preacher. You know what I'm saying? And you should, if your preacher's driving a Cadillac or whatever the fuck, or got a helicopter, you need to, you know what I'm saying? You can cry about that shit on your own watch. I'm not your preacher. You get what I'm saying? What?
Right.
All I have is an occult message. Take it for what it's worth. You got it for free. You get what I'm saying? You got it for free. You want to do something active? You want to do something active? Get an herb pack. Everybody who's got one has said, well, goddamn.
Yes,
and like I said, I don't know.
Stories. Yes, I hear tons of stories of everyone who tells me in the readings, in the session, whether it's an Akashic record reading, they get them herb packs and it really takes them to another level. So all of these things come together to help empower you, Brother Panic is talking about, so that you can take yourself to the next level. And we just give you what you need to open up those gateways so you can go there.
Right. And that's the best thing you can get out of me. If we become cool and friends, hey, why not? But don't assume that through the gate. If I read you some of these emails, you people would drop. You would drop your jaw.
You would drop your jaw.
I'm like, who the fuck do you think? I mean, like, since when do you get to tell me how the fuck I'm supposed to? You know, you can go on and on for days. But instead of boring you with those details, what I'll do is say, you know, I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm shitting on anybody. But you got to remember, what I'm trying to portray is going to contradict a lot of mindsets. But let's not get kooky about it. I'm still here on Earth. I still got kids and shit around me. I still got people I knew for years who I'm godfathers and uncles and surrogate fathers and stepdaughters. So I understand the human need. But understanding the human need and the human mentality only means to put it in its place. You get what I'm saying? Everyone is trying to obtain a higher, or supposed to be trying to obtain a higher consciousness. So everyone is human here, and everyone's on this path, myself included. I didn't fall from a meteorite. But what I can share is shit that works. Shit that works. Everything I'm saying, I've done and tried, and it's worked for me. Guess what? You ain't got to try, but if you're trying to try something, here's some shit to try. You get what I'm saying? Here's a mentality or thinking to try. You get what I'm saying? Herb packs work. That's the only reason I can offer it. Let me say this shit too. Do not ask me what's in the herb pack. What the fuck do I look like, stupid? Why would I sell it if I'm going to tell you what's in it? You know what I'm saying? You're not going to find out what's in it. What I will say is no drugs. Drugs give you an experience. What this does is start to decalcify and give you pineal activity, and that doesn't mean you email them. I smoked the herb pack, and I seen dragonflies around my altar. I don't know what the fuck that means. You tell me. You know what I'm saying? But I know you. All I can tell you, what I can guarantee your ass is that herb pack is going to do some shit for you. You know?
Yes.
I don't mind when people share herb pack stories if it's something I came across. But just this abstract shit of I was walking to the store and I felt a tickle on my butt and I lost a shoe and then it started raining. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I got my own shit. I got my own shit to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if I tried, I would know. But just you just sending me an email ain't that. You know what I'm saying? So we all hit. They said that in the Matrix. We all came to do what we all came to do. You get what I'm saying? The Matrix represents Neo with sleep in third dimension, again in the dark side. He started waking himself up to find Morpheus. Morph means to change. You get what I'm saying? He just started doing the alchemy. And technically, even though Fishburne made him a Jesus in the last two things, in the beginning, Morpheus was first what? Information. Information. Informing this nigga. And that's the same way you need information. So I'm the Morpheus, not just me alone. There's many Morpheuses out that you can listen to wherever. I'm not this special golden guy, just a guy playing that role of Morpheus. But as Morpheus said, you're going to have to walk through that door. And Morpheus said, we need to see the Oracle. So y'all niggas need to see Ms. Blue. Get your Oracle on. And she'll tell you exactly what y'all niggas need to know. And then you'll be throwing around helicopters before you know it.
And you know what? I want to say this, too. Do get your oracle readings or the sacred sessions. Those are great. The readings stand alone. If you come and you want to get an Akashic record reading, then that's what you're going to get. If you want to get the oracle, you're going to get the oracle. So it's up to you, whatever you decide. I don't choose it for you. That's your choice. That's your choice.
Right.
Both
so,
powerful. I want to give out your information again for those who are listening.
I'm sorry, Ms. Blau. I was going to say, also make sure to give out your email because people email me for your email, which if you got my email, you should have hers.
They do the same for me. They'll email me for yours. So, I'll give that out too. But I want you guys to know, Brother Panic, and I want to give out because some people are asking for your YouTube information. On YouTube, you can Google occult lectures, and you will see all the videos there, some excellent shares there, everything about occult. You're going to find it there. It's a great place to set up shop and connect. You can also connect with me through Panic's YouTube page as well. Now, also to contact Brother Panic for the herb packs, many of you have asked me, what's a herb pack? So hopefully you're here so you can get the story for those that are new. And for those of you who already know what it is, you can definitely get that herb pack again, too. Keep yourself locked into it. We know what weed is doing to our brothers and sisters. I talk about it in sessions. You better get on the herb pack. That's the new get high. Even though you don't get high, literally, this is definitely getting high in your mind, really taking yourself to higher levels. You want to email Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And that's how you're going to reach Brother Panic. And also, some people are asking for your Facebook information. So I'll let you give that out, and then I'll give out my email address, too.
All right. Panic Demonium is where you can find me. But I say this, and I'm glad you reminded me that there's so many people that, you know, on Facebook, if you got a Hotep in your name, that they'll just add you. I stopped doing that because then when they'll see me playing around, I'm so offended. I'm like, well, then you don't even know me. Or I can't believe you're playing Cityville and all that kind of, like, nigga, whatever. So I usually say, well, send me an email. Send me a note there. Hey, Brother Panic, I know your work, so you know who I am, and I know you, and I'll just add you. You ain't got to say nothing else. You know, I'm not looking for praise, just to say, hey, you know, I know your work. And that's, my name is Panic Demonium. And even though, and I needed a last name, because people are like, Mr. Demonium. No, Panic Demonium is just from the word pandemonium. Pandemonium is from the god Pan. And I got to tell this story real quick, Blue, because people still ask me. I put a goat up and what it doesn't realize. When I was a little guy, 13, 14, needed to write graffiti, my best friend, we knew each other since we were 2 years old. I said, I need a name. This nigga actually started humming and rolled his eyes in the back of his head and drew the word Panic and said, that's your name. Now, back then, I was like, oh, you know, it didn't matter. But I didn't realize this nigga went into a trance and said, that's your name. So for years, graffiti was Panic, and that's all I seen of that. So then I went back to my government name in my hood, but then the young niggas from Nas' age, and it was like Nas, a lot of them little niggas, because I was older than them and used to write graffiti, and they should see it all. They was more, so they were still saying, yo, Panic. They made the name Panic so ill, the way they said it. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to start using Panic again. Yo, Panic. So that was just my name. Later on, years when I became conscious, Panic is connected to the god Pan. In fact, they'll say that the word Panic comes from the cries of the god Pan, which makes a lot of sense, me having these lectures and so on and so forth, and halfway yelling all the time. So what that just tells me, in this incarnation, the energy that I would call myself is that god Pan. So Pan is also represented as the goat or that Baphomet. When I get into the Necronomicon, I'm going to show you Baphomet and then Shub-Niggurath, a primal version of the goat, Pan, or Baphomet energy, which is androgynous, the middle point. Pan is also the pineal. If you watch Pan's Labyrinth, The labyrinth represents the synaptic nerves of your brain, the consciousness in that gray matter called your brain. Let's just say symbolically it's the pineal. Pineal, pine, pan, same shit.
Yeah.
So that name, and pandemonium represents chaos. Pan represents that chaos energy. One of the old Egyptian gods' name was PN, they would pronounce it. And they said he was the first emanation, which you can look at as Ketha, out of the waters of Nun. The waters of Nun are also nothingness.
Right.
Now, so that first emanation that became this mound became what they call the field of reeds. And in the field of reeds, they look at that as the Egyptian afterlife, which is still a quantum world. And the Lucius field, I think they call it in Greek mythology. If you've seen Gladiator, when he kept having those death moments, he would walk through these fields. If you've seen the movie Knowing, when they took those two kids, they took them to these fields by this tree. Now, I've seen these fucking fields before. When I tell you, you niggas want to be dead, you niggas want to be dead. I died in my sleep but came back. This was last year. I had this dream, and I was compelled to walk the other way. Now, just as a side note, whenever you see a dog in your dream, that's Anubis. And how I would see him and walk the other way. Now, after getting into the lucid dreams, I was very pissed. I would wake up going, why am I walking the other way? That's Anubis. Take me where you need to, and, you know, take me, Jesus, and all that kind of shit. And then I said, oh, that's how he's guiding me. Because I would see there's a fat, fierce pit bull and walk the other way, but that's the way I'm supposed to go. So what was weird about this dream was I picked up on it on night number two. Never happened, and to this day still has never reoccurred. I picked up where I left off, and where I was walking away from in the previous night, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to walk that way. And I started walking through this field of reeds. When I tell you, you feel... See, you've heard these words before, but these words are so minuscule in describing it that but there's nothing else. You start feeling light. And when I say light, I guess everything that you even think you care about here is of no fucking consequence. And the only thing else I can say, the music is somehow probably the greatest key in this shit. This whole shit was created. This whole shit was created off of music. That's the best way I could describe it. And off of our shit, you know, some OJs and shit. Not that old, even though classical is still ours, but not on that level. Some old. It's a party, if I could say. Long story short, when I did wake up, I was mad for like 17 hours. Straight out. Like, I was like, oh my God. I said, that was in my sleep. That was a near death experience. I have no question about death is the greatest thing, especially when you can get it happening on your own terms. When you now, I've talked to 1,000 spirits. And let me say this. I hate to say it so late in the show, but I want to give out a shout out to Sister Birth, the mother of metaphysics. I'm this has been talked about before I came on, but that sister was on this show, and she recently passed. And but when I tell you, she's the one. She's one of the first ones, along with Clemson Brown and a couple of others, who picked up a camera and started filming motherfuckers. And I'm sure she was one of the first ones to put a camera in a young guy named Bobby Hemmings' face.
Yeah,
and
she
helped
talked
to raise it up. And you can go in the archives and get that show. But that sister's passed. And when I tell you, those are the ones who I talk to. C. Freeman L.
Yeah.
You know, the shit they tell, the shit that is talked about, what we got coming for this particular alchemy that we went through, you will. Yeah. That's the fucking nothingness. Because you will not be able to fathom that shit. And I'm sure everything I felt walking through the field of reeds, I knew I could have kept going, but I see myself stop and come back. It's like, what the fuck is wrong? Why did I do that shit there? What is coming? I'm sure I haven't even touched the surface of what we got. You get what I'm saying? The difference, and I'm even talking about Creflo Dollar, he's going. He's going to be fine. T.D. Jakes is going to be fine. So imagine what you can receive as a conscious person. Imagine what you can receive as a person ready to receive it. When Michael Jackson passed, and I've talked about this on the radio, he came and he showed me the process of dehumanizing yourself. And he showed me the madness of humanity. And I'm like, these motherfuckers are crazy. And he showed me one woman screaming about her baby. And I'm trying to, and he said, try to explain to her. Because remember, I'm a pan energy. Pan is the pineal, and he's a usher in to that world, into that world. So Michael Jackson is a pan energy. He told you his name was Peter Pan. Pan also represents a childlike energy, which is like Harpocrats. But later on, Bess, which is related to Harpocrats or the Pan energy, is a more primal Pan, Bess, which became the leprechaun, which has a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, which the chakras, which is the pineal gland again, which the gateway is the heart. That's why that leprechaun must be in green to protect that pot of gold. So your heart protects, you can kind of say, the upper energy, it's the gateway, if you will. So that leprechaun wearing the green is based upon Bess. Now, Mike, which is a pan energy, in fact, Bobby broke something. I don't know if he ever said it, but he said it live. Because pan, in the Greek thing, when he grows up, he becomes Dionysus or Dionysus. And basically, that's a wine cult. And the wine... I think I pointed it out here, also represents the melanin or the menstrual blood or the ovaries, which is life, and that menstrual blood is very heavily melanated, so it becomes about fucking. Even though the pan energy as a fertility god, that's where you get I'm horny from. Being horny is representing the goat's ears. Because pan, or remember that little phrase, walking through the jungle with my dick in my hand and all that shit? That's talking about pan. That's a pan energy. The Pied Piper is a pan energy. Pan is a bit of a trickster. So that energy, you should just get, not because I'm with it or it has nothing to do with me. Niggas need to get with that shit because it's a very powerful energy. And Baphomet is a part of that illuminated energy. It's all connected. So the horn... It means like fertility, means power, it means everlasting life. That's what fertility means in the spirit world, everlasting life. That's why the Africans held high regard for the midgets, because the midgets represented what? Everlasting life, everlasting childhood. They were the quantum world. So they would hold up the midgets and the dwarfs as the gods. And all of that's related to Pan. You get what I'm saying? So it's a powerful energy to get into, and that's what that goat represents. You know what I mean? Blowing that pan pipe or that music. And you, as I said, that music is important. So you'll always see that music connected with them. So the pan energy is a musical energy too, which is all our shit. You get what I'm saying? All our shit. So, you know, this to say, you know, the key is your chore is, your work is probing your own mind. You get what I'm saying? And all in and these energies have names. You can call them by their names. You get what I'm saying? So it's all actually laid out if we know what we're doing. We're not supposed to be praying for them and using logic.
Right.
You're supposed to be incorporating them into your life. You get what I'm saying? That's what the picture pact is. You get what I'm saying? That's what all of that's about. You know what I'm saying? Now, we might as well say this when we're here, too, while we in this area. If you look at this, because I've seen people like, I am the beast, and basically all that shit was from Aleister Crowley. The beast represents how your God powers look in the third dimension. So the Native Americans, like, anybody else, that's why the Egyptians, the Mayans, whoever, they zoomorphized all the deities. That's why all of these animals were connected with the deities because they recognized every single animal was actually a god. And
right.
If you remember, even in the Bible, they said Adam named all the animals. Well, what they were talking about, Adam was naming all of his god powers. Therefore, by naming them, he controls them. Where did we hear that before? Oh, yeah, we just heard it an hour ago when I said the Kamites named all the god powers so they can start to control them. You get what I'm saying? That's the process.
Right.
To name it is to control them. So the Native Americans would say any problem you have, you look at nature to get an answer because you're looking at your god powers. As much as we call a pigeon a flying rat, if a man could fly, he would be the greatest man on earth. You get what I'm saying? If a man could do what a roach could do, which was just adapt to decon, you know what I'm saying? He would be, you know what I mean? We wouldn't be talking about chemtrails and all the rest of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So the beast is your god powers on earth. To realize you are the beast is to be at step one of your recovery back to God. I'm surprised I didn't talk about this. To understand you, and I've talked about it before, but let's put it on this show. If you are alcoholic, they'll say your first step is to do what? Admit that you are an alcoholic. Hi,
that's
my
right.
name is Panic, and I'm an alcoholic. And that begins your first day of recovery. So in the occult, you're supposed to say, hi, my name is Panic, and I am Satan. And then you will realize, see, even in the Bible, they still mark Satan and Jesus as opposite. But all you're talking about is polarity. Now you know you're Satan or you are Lucifer who is now in hell. You were cast out of heaven. So now your goal is to get back to heaven and become Jesus. I'm about my father's business. Father being the pioneer. But ultimately you're about your mama business and your father. You know what I'm saying? You go into heaven with both of them, and you know, but that's what it came later in the Bible. So when Satan comes to the mountain to tempt Jesus, and it's a no win. All you're talking about is that same temptation is what I talk about with humanity. You are tempted when you see crying kids, hanging drag black people. You know what I'm saying? That's actually the temptations of Satan, because it's the temptations of this world or it's the temptations of hell. So it seems like it's hard, but when you're saying, no, I'm not going to buy into that the same way.
Okay.
I'm about my father's business. I'm about my mother's business, which is about raising up, because you got to remember this, and there was no man named Jesus or whatever, but everyone was so-called inspired by him becoming conscious. Even to this day, it's a fake story, but if you throw a rock at three people, all three of them would say, thank you, Jesus. You give them for hitting me with a rock today. You know what I'm saying? So was it inspirational? Yes, because he was about his – so they're not talking – if you really get down to it, they made it about a man, but they're not talking about a man. They created a mentality to have. Based upon a mentality of consciousness. You get what I'm saying? They just took that consciousness, separated it from you, called it the Christ, and now everyone follows this goal, or if they say you ain't doing that, you're following the devil. Why can they say this? Why are they saying this? Because they're talking about mentalities. That devil, which they're just calling evil, really used to be just a pro-human. You get what I'm saying? If you think I'm bullshit, read that Gnostic shit. Get into any form of Gnosticism, and you will find this ain't no new hot shit that I'm making up. This is the way the ancient man thought, the one that you following, the one that you say you following. This is what he thought. Get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They tell you the Gnostic shit. Them niggas used to have all of these orgies, and if anybody was pregnant, they just sacrificed the babies. That's the kind of shit they was into. Which I know you niggas ain't got the fortitude for that shit. Everybody, I'm the beast. I'm from the dark side. Man. Yeah, you ain't making no baby fat candles. So you need to cut that shit out.
Right.
Nor do I recommend. You don't need any of. You don't even need any of that. You know what I'm saying? All you need to really do. You know, this whole show was about mentality. You know what I mean? It. You should be pro your energy. And why the dark is considered evil? Because that's where the power is. Any psychiatrist will tell you the subconscious mind is running this, is running you. That's where the power is. Told you that the universe, 90% dark matter and dark energy, because that's where the power is. You're only looking to 7 to 10% of it. So the power is there. So if you want to become powerful, you need to understand the process. You get what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about here. Understand, it's the process. And there is, you've heard this since you was little. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Don't let no scared nigga scare you out of the experience of yourself. No scared nigga. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No scary ass nigga telling you gonna be fucked up. Show me the nigga who's fucked up. And I'll show you in second grade where his teacher said on his report card that he'd be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't get shit right in gym. You know what I'm saying? Never had his lunch pass. You know what I'm saying? Never had a nickel for the bus. Ain't got nothing to do with spirituality. You shouldn't do nothing. You get what I'm saying?
That's
right. You shouldn't do nothing. You shouldn't do nothing if you can't get it right. You know what I'm saying?
That's
niggas
right.
are still scared. Niggas are still scared. That's why they so-called reporting on what the white man is doing on YouTube and all these YouTube links. You scared. You ain't empowering yourself. You scared of what your master's doing, you pathetic-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to get out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of that shit if you want to get somewhere. That's not going to get you nowhere. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to get if you're trying to go somewhere. If you find, because you, remember, you're only putting it up to so-called teach people. So justify teaching somebody some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But if you just doing it just to be doing it, then shit, don't let me get in the way. Don't let me get in the way if you're doing it just to be doing it. But we know why you're doing it. You're doing it because it's deep. And in my opinion of you, you just raising up your misery. And you ain't got to be a conscious person to know that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't got to be a
That's
conscious
right.
person to know that. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't got nothing to do with no occult or being better than anybody. You ain't got to be conscious to do that. You know what I mean? You look at somebody and say, this nigga just love beating himself in the head. You love abusing yourself. You know what I'm saying? How you going to do that shit? You know what I'm saying? How you going to do that shit? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you look at this girl and it's like, this nigga been beating your ass since 1984. Fuck you still doing with him?
Yeah. Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? What you put up YouTubes of what the next thing this nigga did? Guess what he doing now? Let me put that on my page. Like, no, motherfucker. You got to leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? Leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? And get into your power. You know what I mean? Yes, I can. You better start putting up, yes, I can on my page. And if I could achieve it, if I believe it.
I believe it.
I just
it.
Need
yeah.
to breathe it. You know what I'm saying? You need to, you know, put up some positive, you know, all that shit that Jesse Jackson been trying to tell your ass from the Rainbow Coalition. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather hear that shit than some of the shit diving in. So it's fear. You know what I'm saying? Fear is only what you do not know. Fear is only what you do not know. So anybody telling you this, that, the other, they should get an award for trying to know. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there was a sister. There was a sister who wrote on my page. I put a gold picture up. What does that represent? Now I'm like, well, at least she's asking what the shit represented. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, without you know, so you know, I recognize a lot of people just don't know. You know what I'm saying? And it you know, it takes a while to either chalk it down. This shit is a process. It takes time, but. You got to remember from my perspective, I did over 25 to 30 shows. The best thing I could do for you to really help is just give you those shows. And not just me, Ms. Blue had a gazillion mofos on her show already. She's been on this shit for 5 years. You got 5 years of shit you could listen to just on the remix alone. So even if it's not me, there's so much of this information there. You can use Google, goddammit, and find out something. Just do a book search and see what happens. Something. So that to say, your need to want to know is more important than your condemnation of something you just don't know or something you think you know, because everything is ours. You can't get to say I am the god of all of this and everything in existence came out the black woman. They're going, I don't like that Baphomet. He's a suspicious character. That sounds, you just played yourself. We ain't even got to get into your philosophy or where you got that from. You just played yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You just played yourself. And notice there were a lot of old gods that came down here and became new gods. So not just what the Kamites did, all the Bob Marleys and the Jimi Hendrix and Michael Jacksons, those are gods just as much as Khonsu, Isis, and whoever else. So you can get energy from these people. And truthfully, these people, and you'll probably relate them to an old ancient energy like Michael Jackson, the Pan. But what instead of having to go find some old picture of Pan to get the Pan Michael Jackson, the Pan energy in your house, you can use Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson is a Pan energy that knows your funky-ass plight because he was down here. You know what I'm saying? So that makes that energy more powerful. You know what I'm saying? To this day, niggas still talking about how great Mike is and Mike is still coming to dreams. But to this day, niggas are still talking about fish and marshmallows, so you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But you know, you got to remember, we are nothing but energy. Energy.
That's
so
right.
You are,
yes.
And you got to look at yourself as the appliance that plugs into this energy to give it direction. You get what I'm saying? How do you do that? You do that with sigils. You do that with calling out names, pouring libations. You do that with studying. You do that with meditation. Right. You do that with all forms of symbology, picture, color. You can use number and all of this to your benefit. You do that with talisman. You do that with statues. All of these are ways of accessing that energy. You becoming the appliance to start directing that. And that's what's not happening. No one's really directing the energy. What's happening is because you have the mechanism to do it, what happens is most people are having experiences, and they rush to tell me the experience. Oh, Baron Zombie came. Okay, what did you ask him? Nothing. He was just there. My answer to him is, well, next time try to fuck his wife or something. If you're going to tell me a goddamn story, try to fuck his lady. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear him. Remember when Denzel said that shit in Training Day?
Yeah.
You need to tell me you rode around all day with a chick and you ain't get no pussy? Like, you know what I'm saying? Martin Lawrence said that shit, too. You walking down, he said, you wanted a brain, you wanted a heart, and you wanted some courage. Ain't none of y'all want no pussy, and you skipping down the road with a bitch? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck, you a grown man telling me about Baron Zombie. Yeah, I get it. It's an energy, and it's an understanding. But what did you get out of that besides seeing him? Because remember, I'm going to assume that you black, got a pineal, got melanin, got kundalini, got chakras. So ain't nothing. Ain't nothing, player. You seen Baron Zombie. Ain't nothing, player. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now, what could you get out of that? What could you get out of that to help transform you so you could normalize that and it become that middle point? It becomes so a part of you that you don't even notice it no more. Bobby Hemmings said it again. I keep going to him because this was his big field of study for a few years. And he said, you got to start living magically, thinking magically.
Yeah.
What I got out of that is exactly what I'm talking about now. You got to become normal with this. This is not something that you do to show people.
Yeah.
Most people do this because they're trying to show somebody. It's scary. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I fuck with the dark shit. I'm deep and scary. We don't want to fuck with you because you be on some other shit. No, it's not some other shit. It's actually your shit. It's become some other shit because you've been taught it was some other shit. But this is the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I only say get into the shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop bullshitting with it. You know what I mean? Stop bullshitting with it, thinking it's some shit. That's only religion. Some shit that a lot of people ain't up on, and you up on the dark side. No, bring that shit into some light, nigga.
Right.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Hades told your ass in Clash of the Titans, look, Zeus, I'm about tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas done push me under this motherfucker? Uh-uh. Nah, nigga. What? Even the other nigga was playing Hades and Jason, the Percy, and the lightning thief. He said, nigga, you got that boat with you, nigga? We've been trying to get on that boat, nigga, to get the fuck up out of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And then when they was going, when they was crossing into Hades by the ferrymen, there was all sorts of shit around. He said, what's that? He said, that's human thought. A bunch of cloudy shit. You seen guitars, tricycles, blankies, pacifiers. He's like, that's nothing but human. He said, that's nothing but human thought. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So what they're telling you is your energy went into a human thought process.
Right.
That's your enemy. That's your enemy. The enemy in this motherfucker is human thought. The fucking end. Human thought. What makes it now, if you listen to Shiva and Parvati, Shiva represented the ultimate. Shiva's the same dude that's the pineal gland. But Shiva represented the ultimate aesthetic nigga, meaning he was the ultimate conscious nigga. You couldn't tell him shit about planet Earth. Fuck that. This is Maya, the illusion. This is in the mythology. I am that nigga. I meditate. I eat, sleep, and shit meditation. And I smoke weed, too. They used to call that
right.
Hemp. He was a wild hemp smoker from the fucking mountains. That's what that nigga was. But they kept, he had a two wives. One was Sati, which was the old one. I think that's the name, Sati. And eventually, long story short, they became the penis and the lingam. On that, which they became, their divine aspect was just the masculine and feminine energy coming together. But where you hear the later story is with Parvati. They was the gods, and there was a god, Kama, who's like a Cupid, who was trying to get Shiva out of his meditation and into, I'm going to get this story out, so let me see what time we got. Okay,
out of his, left,
okay,
we'll
I want people in the chat room to hear this. To get out of his meditation, they was trying everything to get him to fall in love, and he was like, "Fuck that!" Kama shot an arrow, and actually Shiva deflected it with his third eye, made him hit his foot. I can't remember the whole mythology, but he got all fucked up. They had to save Kama, which is basically a love god. Long story short, Shiva eventually gets with Parvati. They end up as Shiva Hermaphrodite or Shiva Parvati. Androgynous. They became one. That's how they ended up. So that lingam and yoni, where his old wife became, because Shiva has many consorts. Kali is his consort. Because what they're talking about is your pineal or your soul and all the Shakti energies that it gets with, or all the feminine energies that will happen that will be different times and transformative. So basically what I got from that story was when Shiva fell in love, he hated her. And he used to tell Parvati that Kali's on the inside of you. She used to hate that. Say something's black inside of you, meaning even this lovely wife got this shit inside her. But ultimately, what I got from that mythology was him even being the ultimate aesthetic, the ultimate conscious dude, what he had to do was fall in love with a part of Earth because that's what made this shit a success. Most people walk around to him, I hate Earth, I hate Earth. I hate Earth and humanity too, but I love that I came down here because it allowed me to transform, and that's really the key. That's one of the things that Parvati means to when he fell in love with what you call Maya, not getting lost into it, but married it, if you will. That's a form of alchemy. You get what I'm saying? So that's how you become in it, but not of it. So you're here. They'll call you. They'll call the netters watchers. Because you are down here to observe this shit, not to be in it. Again, we have another reference to what? A middle point. Shiva and Parvati become one or androgynous or what? A middle point. That same middle point or gray area of the yin-yang that mixes together. So it's talking about it's clearly talking about this middle point, an androgynous mindset. So you coming down here as a watcher or a netter. And remember, I told you in the last thing that in the last show that I did, you can become a netter as well through alchemy. So that's not some birthright certain of us had and certain of us were down here. You can become that through alchemy. Everything can transform. We're talking about DNA transformation. That middle point is the key, and that's where the power lies. That place, like my man said, Professor X, you need to find the place in between serenity and the place in between anger. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it's all about finding this middle point. So it's not just to be a cheerleader for the dark side. The dark side is the process. You bring the darkness into the light. When it's in the light, you balance it out to a middle point of nothingness. The nothingness in this case represents you becoming, it just becomes a part of your life, just like tying your shoe. It's nothing. You don't tell people you can do that because it's almost assumed that you could based upon your competence. In other words, if you could write your name, then you probably could tie your shoe. Certain shit is a given. So if you walk a certain way, you got a certain swagger, a certain mindset, people will be able to tell you. Motherfuckers say to me all the time, regular humans, damn, you got a light on you. There's something. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I mean? You know, because you become it. You know what I'm saying? You become that new light. That new light. You know what I'm saying? That's because I'm taking our thoughts out of oppression. I'm not cheerleading our slavery. Yeah, dark side, motherfucker. That's our slavery.
That's
like
right.
Saying, yeah, nigga, Uncle Tom, nigga, Aunt Jemima, what you niggas know about black shit?
Right.
So I know you want to close out this portion.
Yes, I want to close out, everyone. We have about 4 seconds left to go. We're going to keep going. Don't forget to download. Brother Panic will be joining us back for Chat and Chill. And to reach Brother Panic, just simply go to Panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. And you can find out all about the herb packs, the bath, and much more, and the book that will soon be coming out. It is sure to help you on your path and your journey. For the rest of you that are still listening in, I guess we'll take a few more minutes and we'll continue to go. It's been an amazing share. As always, it's good to have Brother Panic in the house, definitely helping us come to the middle point again, as always. So great. Everyone is loving it. Everyone in the chat room is giving their shout outs as well. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Panic, as we get ready, maybe to just continue a little longer, because I know we're going to be doing the show, a Chat and Chill on Friday, where people can actually call in and ask some questions. So yeah, always a great chair. Yes. And Nancy Lockhart says she wants to thank you as well.
Oh, yeah, no, shit, thank her. Shit, some of the shit she's doing, I haven't met a lot of niggas that could stomach that. Stuff you tell me that she, I'm like, damn, man, I couldn't even stomach that. I'd be in the courtroom crying. She, why y'all doing that to the sister and that kind of shit? So the mere fact that she could do that, that takes a lot. And the stories and all that shit, didn't she do the rubber room and all that kind of shit?
Yes, she did. And then that was her, the brother that was accused of raping somebody with his finger because he didn't have a penis. Yes, that's her.
Right. And the sister, Scott sisters too, right?
Yes, and the Scott sisters helping them get free. Yes.
Right.
And the list go on and on and on. So if you guys have some legal problems or you know someone that's facing any kind of legal problems, she is definitely the sister to get with, Nancy Lockhart.
Don't her name sound like a old school 1930s lawyer called Nancy Lockhart? Like she solves mysteries and all that shit too. Like Nancy Lockhart, get Nancy Lockhart on the case. You know what I mean?
It sure does.
I mean,
and when she's on the case, she's on the case.
Right. It was Mr. Jones in the library with a pipe. Dun 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 dun. I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Nancy Lockhart.
It's so true, and I think of her name Lockhart because she really locked to people's hearts and their emotions when it comes to dealing with things, you know? Yeah.
True enough, because, you know, that's just the stuff that's on the remix. Imagine the stuff that she's doing or just comes across her desk.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And one day we're going to do a show. I told her about what you said, so she said yes. And one day we're going to do a show. We're going to keep going. It's wow. I mean, you know, it's up to you. I know it's been 3 hours, and we're going to do probably a big show on next Friday, and we can keep going. So much information, so much things to share. Everyone, download. If you're looking for something and you can't find it, you can hit up Brother Panic. You can hit up me, and we can kind of direct you to it. There's so many shows there. So you want to make sure that you're loading it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they can email me for, I keep all them shows on one list, so they can get it from me. And note too, really, the herb pack and a CD would be all you need, or the herb pack and cyclomancy. But I have a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Baths, cleaning your house. I have plenty of CDs, plenty of anything for your spiritual needs. Let Brother Pat, because I have a lot of shit of my own, so I can mix something up. You know what I mean? And this and that. So this hit me up for not with the questions. The questions, the answer you're gonna get is links to my show, or you're gonna get or you need a reading on that. And I'll be absolutely true between both. I can't lie to you. Sometimes some of the questions capture my attention. Sometimes they don't, but it's a lot of questions. There's a lot of emails to answer, so I really can't do it. I try to answer everything here. The best thing you could say is, could you answer this question on your next show? So, but I'd rather you do that on Facebook, because I have to go through all of these emails to send people who do want herb packs and other shit some shit. So Panic Demonium, because I didn't get the Facebook. Panic Demonium on Facebook. Just send me an email there. Worst case, if you can't find me there, I'll link you via email. So email me at panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll link you that away. But either way, you know, reach out for those things, and those things are there for all of you pioneers. So.
That's it. Well, I guess go ahead.
No. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I was ready for your next. I was ready for your next inquisitive inquiry.
The next inquisitive inquiry is just to let everybody know. We'll be back next Friday. I guess we can officially go ahead and kind of close out here and continue just to continue from there. You know, hey, I think that's it, because you know we open up them phone lines, it's gonna be over.
Because I'm gonna come back Friday, Dan. Damn, I already did somebody. I got like 14 emails. And,
I'm sure we got a lot too as well. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Facebook. So, I mean, people were listening tonight. And it's good.
The chat room, we have well over 100 on the phones. And I don't know, I stopped counting, well over 300 in the chat room.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
record
like,
number.
I think like 300 people in the chat room.
Yeah,
that's
so,
good.
You know,
it seems people are interested in their change. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's the best thing you can ask for.
Yes, and I thank you, because you're very instrumental in helping me with my change and my growth and as well. So, you know, I got much
that's
love for
up.
You. Much.
That's what's up. I mean, I think you. I would say you definitely used me right. You got what y'all ass needed to get where you got to get on getting on. And that's good. That's
I'm sure.
happy to do. That's what I'm happy to do. See somebody say, look, I'm on my own mission here. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's what I respect. I don't need nobody to praise or none of that. Like, I respect, because I could see that's what Bobby respected. Somebody who's on their grind. You know what I'm saying? So I learned from that. Mm-hmm. Okay, this motherfucker's on their grind. If there's something, they wouldn't be hitting me up unless it's something that they see, they get. So I would be irresponsible not to just do my best to say, well, you know, here's what I did, here's what I found, you know, and all of that, you know.
Yeah, so beautiful. Yeah. Well, we're going to close out. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. I want to give big shouts out to everyone out there listening, Sister Munya, everyone, the whole Remix family. We could be here forever and all night naming each and every one of you, but no, much love, respect, and light and darkness to you guys. Don't forget to keep calling the Know Your Magic line, 641-715-3800, access code 10569. And you can call that number 24 hours a day as well. Don't forget to hit Brother Panic up. If you're on Facebook, you want to connect, as well as YouTube. Lots of great information over there. Want to give a big shout out to Brother Mark, the brother in Japan as well, and also Brother Panic's YouTube channel is Occult Lectures. A lot of you have hit me up and asked me for that. So it's Occult Lectures, and I'm the same over there.
Right, with a S on the back, Occult Lectures.
Yeah.
With an S.
Yeah. with an S, and you can find Brother Panic in all the videos over there. So we're going to close out. Peace and love, much love, warm spirit. We're going to get out of here next week, Friday, Chat and Chill Remix style. We're going to be doing it up. Let's see what we're going to have to take us out of here.
Patrice said she was kicked off. Well, it was 3 hours. Patrice, she just texted me. It was like she was kicked off. It was 3 hours. We did 3 hours. That was it. I'll be back Friday. You're going to have to download.
I did download. So, I think we played a little bit of Baby Blue in the beginning, but we are going to play something. Let's see. As we get ready to get out of here, a little bit of Put 'Em in Its Place. Peace and love to everyone. Peace, fam. Peace.
Peace.
With a lot of dough and a little bit of time. Bitch, I'm all fucked. I don't wanna know what's on your mind.
Infamous up in this, you know how we get down. It's that Soho, she feeling our stab. We come through the spot real heavy on the weight. So when they wanna move, we put them in their place. Infamous up in this, you know how we get down. It's that Soho, she feeling our stab. We come through the spot real heavy on the weight. So when they wanna move, we put them in their place.
Yeah. I know you can't believe it. Woo! We still soaking it all in ourselves. Hollywood has.
Yeah, nigga.
VIP.
Yeah.
Charmaine. Curtis. $1 billion budget Jackson. You go ahead and be mad at that man. He the one made us rich. There ain't no millionaires on the block no more. Your money is old, nigga. Smell that? That's new money, nigga. Filthy, rotten rich. We taking advantage. G-Unit. Infamous Mall Deep.